Greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, it is time for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network. Today, Friday night baseball under the lights, game 4 of 6 between the Mets and Phillies, high A affiliates, the Brooklyn Cyclones, and the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. And with that, we say hello and welcome to Coney Island, New York, alongside Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz on this Taylor Swift night here at the ballpark. Friendship bracelets being given out. We'll try to sprinkle in as many Taylor references as we can for you over the course of the night. We already dropped one. If you missed it, hit the rewind. See if you can figure it out. But anyway, Brooklyn and Jersey Shore ready to do battle here on this Friday. And the Cyclones trying to get back in the win column in a series that, to be rather blunt, has been really frustrating for Brooklyn. You look at last night's contest, a 10-1 loss for the Cyclones. You look at the last two nights in totality, Brooklyn has been outscored 17-1. And, oh, yeah, that doesn't even include blowing an 8-2 lead in the opener back on Tuesday. So this Cyclone squad is dealing with maybe as much adversity right now as they really have had to all season long. And the timing is not great because Brooklyn, as things stand today, finds themselves 6 games back with 15 to go. So they are certainly running out of time. They find themselves in 5th place out of the 6 teams in the North Division. But not out of it yet, and an opportunity to right the ship today with Jonah Tong on the bump for Brooklyn. You'd figure maybe the starter who gives Brooklyn the best chance to indeed try to bounce back into that win column. And obviously, Justin, any 10-1 loss is not going to be very pretty, but that's not to say Brooklyn didn't have a couple of bright spots, albeit really only a couple. Nick Morabito, another multi-hit game. He picks up an RBI single, drove in the only Brooklyn run of the day. He continues to be a spark atop the order. And not only that, but how about Gregory Lois as well, or Luis, I should say. Pardon me, making his high A debut, and he really dazzled out of the Brooklyn bullpen through 2 scoreless innings, did not walk anybody, only gave up 1 hit, was the only Brooklyn pitcher yesterday to not surrender at least 1 run.
Yeah, those were the few bright spots over the course of the game yesterday, as after a scoreless first inning, Jersey Shore hanging crooked numbers on the board in the second, third, fourth, and fifth innings en route to their second double-digit scoring effort of the week, and Morabito continuing his stellar season. Chris Suero was on base 3 times in the game yesterday, as well as reached an 11 consecutive ball games. Hopefully no bad blood between Suero and the Jersey Shore pitchers. He's been hit several times already in this series this week, but Luis was fantastic yesterday out of the bullpen. You look at his outing since the start of June, a .73 ERA between St. Lucie and Brooklyn, young left-hander, just 21 years old. Brooklyn trying to find a way to turn things around over the final 3 games of this series to try and give Luis and some of the other big arms in the Brooklyn bullpen some leads to protect in the later innings.
Yes, Cyclones aiming to get back in the win column here on this Friday night. Again, you consider 3 games down, 3 to go this week, and that means Jersey Shore has already clinched a series split at the very least. If the Blue Claws win any of these final 3, they will have come to Coney Island and captured a series victory. Blue Claws have been red hot. 30 hits over the last 2 nights. They are hitting .268 as a team in the month of August. It has been a little bit of everybody, 1 through 9, but really at the forefront of the offensive onslaught for the Blue Claws, at least this week, has been none other than Aiden Miller. Number one prospect in the organization, according to MLB Pipeline. He reached in all 4 plate appearances that he had yesterday before he was lifted for a pinch hitter. He hit a big 2-run home run that was a loud blast off the bat and made some serious waves on Philly's social media circles as their fans continue to get very excited about the shortstop from Florida. And at the end of the day, that is going to be the task. And dare I say, really even maybe an X factor in this game, how does Jonah Tung, one of Brooklyn's strongest starting pitchers all season, deal with a Jersey Shore lineup that really has been swinging and making contact consistently and piling on the extra base hits, and Miller at the forefront of it, Keaton Anthony at the forefront of it, and as you might expect, those are batters number 2 and 3 in Jersey Shore's lineup tonight. Mention Jonah Tung, and for Jonah, it has not been the same Jonah Tung that we grew accustomed to earlier on in the summer. Don't get me wrong, Jonah's still having a spectacular season, all things considered, but the ERA over the last 5 starts is up over 5.5 over a span of 21 innings and change. Really kind of had that unreal stretch from late June, early July, when he went 4 starts for a stretch of only 2 earned runs allowed. But unfortunately, that law of averages for Jonah has tipped a little bit on the bad side of things over the course of the past couple of weeks. In fact, last time he pitched here on Coney Island, he walked 6. So we'll see if Jonah can try to end his season with a bang, really. And Tong, somebody who is still 4-4, 3.70 ERA since joining Brooklyn, but obviously is trying to reach back into the bag of tricks and replicate some of those performances that he gave you on the front end of the summer. All right, time for a break here on the Cyclones Radio Network. When we come back, we will take a peek at this evening's starting lineups, Brooklyn and Jersey Shore, all that and much more before baseball here from Maimonides Park. You're listening to the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Welcome back to Maimonides Park, Brooklyn and Jersey Shore on another gorgeous Friday night. We told you yesterday that weather for the weekend was looking pretty darn good, and that is held true so far on this Friday. I am not exaggerating when I say that looking upwards to the sky right now, I do not see a single cloud. It is blue as far as the eye can see. Perfect conditions for baseball between the Mets and Phillies South Atlantic League affiliates. Gilbert Gomez, Greg Brodzinski, Brooklyn and Jersey Shore's managers respectively just exchanged those lineup cards. So why don't we give them to you here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Leading off for Jersey Shore, Blue Claws three games over, 27 and 24 in half number two. Trent Farquhar occupies that aforementioned leadoff spot. He will play second base tonight. Trent, one of quite a few Blue Claws to have a multi-hit day yesterday. Aiden Miller, the red-hot shortstop, right back penciled in there in the two spot. Miller had the two-run home run yesterday and reached in all four plate appearances. Keaton Anthony maybe not quite as hot as Miller right before him, but he's pretty much gone stride for stride with him over the course of the past week or so. Anthony's someone who is hitting .357 with high-A Jersey Shore, and much like Farquhar, Miller also had a pair of hits yesterday. Bryson Ware, a four-hit day yesterday. He finished only a homer shy of the cycle. He'll bat cleanup and play third. Pierce Bennett, the left fielder in the five spot. Then Troy Schreffler after him. He'll bat sixth and man center field. Jordan Disson does the catching. 7-8-9, all new guys. Weren't in the lineup for the Blue Claws yesterday. It is Disson catching. Then Jordan Viers out in right batting eighth. And Jared Thomas, the DH, in the nine spot. On the mound for Jersey Shore tonight, a righty by the name of Luke Russo, set to make his fifth overall high-A appearance. Last time out, actually pitched out of the bullpen, but pitched really well. Five relief innings, grabbed the win, and now looking to carry that momentum into what's been a pretty strong start for Russo at the high-A level. For Brooklyn, Gilbert Gomez's squad, 23-28. Nick Morabito leads off and plays center. DeAndre Smith, the second baseman, will bat second. Chris Suero mans left field tonight. He bats third. Kellum Clark cleans up and plays first. William Lugo, the shortstop, hits fifth. Junior Tilling at third, batting sixth. Jeffrey De Los Santos, the right fielder, batting seventh. A Starling Mercado, the DH, hits eighth. Christian Preachin catches, and that's ninth. Jonah Tong on the mound, 4-4, a 3.70 ERA. Time for a break. Baseball coming right up.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy.
Straight back, a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and we're underway. At 7:01 Eastern. Farquhar, 2-for-5 last night. A triple, a stolen base. Third baseman Tillian plays in even with the bag. The 0-1, a changeup out in front. And Tong ahead 0-2. Farquhar hitting .253 at the level. No homers, 4 RBI. Tong from the third base side of the mound. Here's the 0-2. Sails high, a ball and two strikes. Tong, no decision last time out against Wilmington. Quality start, though. 3 runs, 6 hits in 6 innings. That was last Saturday. The 1-2. Breaking ball pulled foul up the first baseline. It remains a ball and two strikes. That was the game Brooklyn trailed 4-0 going into the ninth inning. The Cyclones rallied 5 in the top of the ninth. And then Dakota Hawkins worked around a leadoff base hit to seal the deal in the bottom half of the ninth inning. That was the clinching game for Brooklyn's first road series win of the year. The 1-2 pitch. In the dirt with the off-speed. 2 balls and 2 strikes. But as Johnny mentioned on the pregame show, Tong has struggled a tad since the All-Star break. giving up 7 runs in his last 11 innings. The 2-2. There's a broken back ground ball past the mound. Charging is Smith and bobbles and safe at first, Farquhar. Was not going to be an easy play with a soft ground ball off the hands of Farquhar. It'll be an infield base hit. But it's been a tough week for Brooklyn defensively. And not the start the Cyclones were hoping for. One on and nobody out.
Yeah, I'm not so sure DeAndre would have got him either way. Farquhar, plenty of speed.
So one on and nobody out for Aiden Miller, who has been impossible to stop in this series. The 2-2, round of the first pitch, a ground ball back up the middle. Diving play by Smith behind the bag. Flip to second for the force. Oh, my goodness, what a play by DeAndre Smith. He gets a reprieve, and he hung a star on it. What a play by DeAndre. And after struggling to try and get the ball out of his mitt, able to flip it over to Lugo to get the force.
And he knew that was really his only play as well, too. And a nice job by DeAndre to get that shovel off in time. That could have been everybody safe because it was close at second base.
So one on, one out for Keaton Anthony. Tong kicks and deals. And a breaking ball in the dirt. 1-0. Anthony 2-for-4 last night. Walked, struck out, grounded into a double play. 9-for-21 during a 5-game hitting streak. Hitting at .357 with Jersey Shore. 3 homers, 34 batted in, the 1-0. And this fouled off the hands. It's even a ball and a strike. And since Anthony joined Jersey Shore on the 25th of June, a right-handed slugger leading the league in RBI and hits. Second in batting average, third in OBP. He has been as good a hitter, if not the best hitter, this league has seen really over the last 2 months. Throw over to check on Miller. Miller, solid speed, 10-for-13 on stolen base attempts at the level. Jonah's 1-1, and a breaking ball outside looked like the slider. And the count 2-1 on Anthony. But Tong coming into play tonight among pitchers in the South Atlantic League this year since he made his debut. But 75 or more innings of work. Nobody in the league has more strikeouts. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Big hack there from Anthony. Looked like the changeup that time from Jonah. 2-2. Matter of fact, since Jonah joined the high A level, there is no pitcher at the level and has recorded more strikeouts than Tong has. As Don called at home plate. He's also second in batting average against in the South Atlantic League. Second in opposing OPS and tied for third in ERA. One on, one out. No score, top one. Throw over by Tong and Miller able to get back. Umpiring crew tonight behind the plate calling balls and strikes. Connor McKenna, Tatum Littleton on the bases this evening. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Fastball down at 93 from Tong. Strikeout number 99 as a Cyclone this year. And there is two away in the top of the first. That K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. One on, two out for Bryson Ware. First pitch to him is a fastball at the knees. And the count 0-1. Ware 4-for-5 last night. Was a home run shy of the cycle, had to settle for 2 singles. The 0-1 runner goes. Pitch, a strike on the outside corner. Throw down by Pregent off the glove of Smith and into center field. It may have caught a bit of Aiden Miller on the throw down, and that's why Aiden did not try and advance to third. Still down on a knee behind the second base bag. DeAndre Smith checking in on him. But Greg Brodzinski, the Jersey Shore manager, and the Jersey Shore trainer, Keita Isagi, over to take a look at Aiden as well. Hopefully everything okay with the extremely talented shortstop. The Counts 0-2 on Ware. It'll be a stolen base for Miller, his 11th at the level, his 21st overall. The concern now on the health of Miller over at second base. I don't know if that caught him up above the shoulder on that throw. But after a brief check, seems to be okay. Defensively behind Tong tonight, left to right in the outfield, Chris Suero, Nick Morabito, and Jeffrey De Los Santos. Third to first around the infield, Junior Tillian, William Lugo, the aforementioned Smith, and Kellum Clark, with Christian Pregent, the catcher, behind the plate. Looking for number 100, the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball fouled off the catcher. And it remains 0-2. Ware hitting .348 with Jersey Shore. No homers, 6 RBI. 16 for 46 in 14 games. A deep breath from Tom. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Pregent. There it is. Strikeout number 100. As a Brooklyn Cyclone this year for Jonah Tong, just the second time in Cyclones history, the team has had two different pitchers reach the century mark in strikeouts in a single campaign. No runs for Jersey Shore in the first, one hit. One man left at the end of half an inning. It's Jersey Shore nothing, and Brooklyn coming to bat on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Luke Russo on the mound for Jersey Shore tonight. This is the Brooklyn lineup he'll face. For those of you that missed it with Johnny pregame here tonight, Morabito, Smith, Suero at the top, Clark, Lugo, Tillian at the heart, Jeffrey De Los Santos, Mercado, and Pregent rounding out the Cyclones starting nine. On the mound for the Blue Claws tonight, it is the right-hander Luke Russo, 6'5", 211 pounds, 23 years old, from Howell, Michigan, making his fifth appearance, fourth start at the high A level, 2-1, a 4.26 ERA, 13 hits, 19 innings, 6 walks, 18 strikeouts. Nick Morabito to lead off against him, and the first pitch fastball cut on and missed, 0-1. Morabito had two of Brooklyn's five hits last night, did drive in the only run. The 0-1, and out in front of the off-speed is Morabito, 0-2. Nick hitting .284 with Brooklyn, two homers, 19 RBI. Coming into play today, sixth in the league in batting average for the season. Russo works from the first base side of the rubber. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Down and away with a breaking ball. 1-2. Russo piggybacked in his last outing through five innings out of the bullpen, earned the win. Did give up five runs against Winston-Salem last Saturday. Only three were earned and struck out eight. His 1-2 pitch, Morabito pulls it foul. And the count stays a ball and two strikes. Russo started the year at Single A Clearwater, joined at Jersey Shore during the All-Star break on July the 16th. Good strikeout numbers in the FSL as ERA was a little bit high. The 1-2 pitch. And Morabito drives one in the air, deep left field, and that one's going to bang one hop off the wall. Morabito rounds first. He's on his way to second, and he'll stop there with a stand-up double. That double from Nick Morabito calls for a Barrel Smith barrel-age cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball, Nick Morabito doubles never out of style, especially when they come off the bat at 95 miles an hour.
Well, we mentioned it on our in-stadium pregame show. He is a true table setter, and for a Brooklyn squad where the runs have been few and far between, nice to start this one with a bang.
Now it's DeAndre Smith, who had his on-base streak snapped at 11 games yesterday. First pitch in the dirt, down and away. 1-0. DeAndre 0-for-4 last night. Hitting .247 with Brooklyn, two homers, nine RBIs. But hitting .327 right now in the month of August. From the stretch, the 1-0. And DeAndre takes a delayed called strike there from the home plate umpire McKenna. And the hometown crowd letting McKenna know what they think of the call. Might have been given an inch or two down. The 1-1. And Smith, a foul tip into the glove of Disson. A ball and two strikes. Russo, very similar numbers in the FSL to what Jack Weninger did. Had an ERA up over 5, but was among the league leaders in strikeouts with 88 and 66 and two-thirds innings. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, strike three call. Rung up there by Connor McKenna. First strikeout tonight for Russo. And a big out number one as Morabito stays put at second base. That'll bring up Chris Suero. He's on base three times yesterday without the benefit of a base hit, a walk, and a couple of hit by pitches. He's been drilled three times in this series, so maybe a little bit of bad blood between him and Jersey Shore throughout the course of the week. So I'm chirping with Mitch Neuenborn last night. As Suero takes low, 1-0. Chris has reached in 11 straight games, a .467 on base percentage in that time. Hitting .211 with Brooklyn, 5 homers, 37 batted in. Big leadoff second for Morabito, the 1-0. And there's a high pop-up out in a shallow lift. Miller is out there. On is the left fielder Bennett, who takes charge and makes the catch to the second out. So after the leadoff double, a strikeout and a pop-out, Morabito stays stationary in scoring position. And now the baton pass to Kellum Clark. Clark had a base hit last night. Was 1-for-4. Hitting at .217, no homers, 8 RBI. Brooklyn trying to strike first for the first time in this series. First pitch to Clark. Inside, Black a strike and the count 0-1. Defensively, behind Russo tonight, left to right in the outfield. You heard from Bennett. Troy Schreffler and Jordan Fires. Third to first around the infield, Bryson Ware, Aiden Miller, Trent Farquhar and Keaton Anthony. Jordan Disson, the catcher, behind the plate. The 0-1 to Clark. And that down and in by the shins. Good eye from Kellum. It's 1-1. Clark has reached in 9 straight games. And just 2-for-8 in this series. Miller holds on. Morabito at second. Scoreless game, bottom one. 1-1. Curveball outside. And it's 2-2. Former 16th round pick Russo, last year out of Eastern Michigan. The wind, the 2-1, just off the inside corner. And it's 3-2. Was college teammates at Eastern Michigan for a couple of years with Zach Fruit, Aberdeen Ironbirds pitcher, before he moved on to the Sun Belt Conference. 3-1. Slider on the inside, Black. And the count full 3-2. Clark thought he had ball 4. Might have been granted a pitcher an inch or two off the plate. In a big strike zone so far from Connor McKenna. Morabito takes his lead. The payoff pitch. At the knee, strike 3 called. So Russo allows the leadoff double. But Brooklyn cannot move the center fielder off of second base. A couple of strikeouts and a pop-out retire the side. No runs, one hit, one man left at the end of one, no score. On Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
On Saturday, August 24th, come to Maimonides Park when the Cyclones host the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, where the Force will be strong for Star Wars Night. As part of the celebration of all things spanning from the Outer Rim to Tatooine, the first 1,500 fans will receive a Jet Williams Star Wars bobblehead. Plus, take advantage of our special ticket offer, you will, of a Star Wars Cyclones bucket hat. Plus, we'll have special guest appearances from some of your favorite Star Wars characters. For tickets and more info, be sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the top of the second inning on a gorgeous Friday night here on Coney Island alongside Jonica Damowitz. I'm Justin Rock. So glad to have you with us here in Brooklyn. Scoreless game so far tonight. Right now, 73 degrees here on Coney Island. Real feel right around 70, 71 or so. Do have a bit of a stiff breeze here tonight, right around 14-mile-per-hour wind gust to the south. Look at the flagpole out in center field blowing sharply in and towards the left field line. Pierce Bennett, the batter. First pitch from Jonah Tong, a letter-high strike. And the count 0-1. Tong, a couple of strikeouts in the first inning to reach 100 on the year with Brooklyn. But he's well past that overall. The 0-1 outside corner, it's 0-2. Tong among the minor league leaders in strikeouts this year. Coming into play today was at 134. The 0-2, and this one flared into center field. Coming on Morabito, stops and makes the catch over his left shoulder for the first out of the second inning. Brings up Troy Schreffler. 2-for-5 last night with an RBI, hitting at 222, 8 homers, 39 RBI. Brooklyn tonight wearing the Cyclones version of the City Connect jerseys. Blue and orange alternates tonight. Brooklyn in orange script across the chest. White numerals front and back, orange border. Is this a line drive through the box and into center field, a base hit. Troy Schreffler aboard with a one-out single. And the Blue Claws are the man on. And that'll bring up the catcher tonight, Jordan Disson. .104 off the bat, back through the middle. So here is Disson, who had off last night, played on Wednesday. Was 1-for-4 with a sack fly in that ballgame. Righty batter, open stance. And he takes low, 1-0. Disson hitting at 215, 9 homers, 35 RBI. Blue-based uniforms for Brooklyn tonight. Throw over to first. And Schreffler dives back safely. White, orange, and blue stripes down the shoulders. Back of that royal blue jersey. Fades up over towards those white stripes by the shoulders, showing off the Brooklyn and New York City skyline. As Disson looks at a fastball strike inside corner, it's 1-1. White pants for Tong all the way down to the ankles, red and gold piping along the side. Dirt-stained white cleats buried into the stadium mounds. Jonah's 1-1. And that pitch down and away looked like the slider. Two balls and a strike. Royal blue cap, royal blue bill. The orange interlocking BK logo on the front. One on, one out. No score, top two. Runner goes. The pitch is swung on and missed. Throw down by Pregent. Tag, not in time. So the count 2-2 on Disson. Second stolen base tonight for Jersey Shore. And they have a man in scoring position now with one out.
Well, we saw that yesterday. Jersey Shore was running wild on the base paths in their own right. And that has really kind of been a theme for the Blue Claws this series. Same could be said on Tuesday. Even if not from a stolen base standpoint, just from an aggressiveness standpoint as well. A lot of heads up base running.
14th steal of the year for Schreffler, the 2-2. Fastball in there, strike three called. He's expecting the Uncle Charlie there from Tong. Instead gave him the heat, and he blew him away, two out. I'll bring up Jordan Viers playing for the first time since the opening game of this series. Viers made the start in right field on Tuesday night. Viers with Jersey Shore, just 8 for 57 at the plate as this fouled back. It's 0-1. No homers, 5 RBI. Well, that's been something Brooklyn has struggled with all year, and that is controlling the running game. The one strike pitch, and this hit high in the air left field. Waiting on it is Suero. Drifting back into his right in front of the warning track. Reaches up over his head and makes the catch to end the inning. So Jersey Shore gets a one-out single, but that's all. No runs, one hit, one man left at the end of one and a half. No score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here
all season long. See the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network. The game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Go to the bottom of the second here in Brooklyn. Scoreless game between the Blue Claws and Cyclones. Calling all kids. Only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see the Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under. Invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledgehouse Media. All you have to do, read four books in your free time. Tell us about them, and you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more information, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment. Well, Jersey Shore held off the scoreboard through the first two innings for the first time in this series. As Brooklyn will come to bat with the heart of their lineup due up, 5, 6, and 7. William Lugo to lead off out in front of the changeup. 0-1. Lugo broke Stanley Consuegra's franchise record for games played last night. With career game number 210, the 0-1 out in front of a slider there from Russo. It's 0-2. Lugo, 0-4 last night, hitting 183 with Brooklyn. 7 homers and 31 runs batted in. The wind, Russo's 0-2. And Lugo thought about it, did not go on appeal, says Littleton. A ball and two strikes. Russo raises that bright red mitt in front of his face. Now the 1-2. Fouled back there by Lugo off the plate. And it remains a ball and two strikes. Lugo only hitting .243 in his last 11 games, but an OPS over 900. It's tied for the league lead in extra base hits in that span. 1-2 coming. This off the end of the bat. Shallow center field. Racing in is the center fielder, Schreffler. And he'll reach out down by his waist to make the glove side catch for the first out of the second inning. Beautiful running play there by Schreffler in on the sinking fly ball. And the leadoff man retired in the second.
Yeah, that doesn't happen without a great first step on it. Schreffler had to cover some serious ground to get there and did just enough.
The first time we've seen Schreffler in center this week, and Marion Boyd had made the start the first three games of the series. Junior Tillian will dig in. And the first pitch, fastball outside at 91. And the count 1-0. Tillian, 1-for-4 last night, hitting at 223. 6 home runs and 33 RBI. A 1-0 pitch. Tied up inside with a fastball, 2-0. Jersey Shore wearing the road grays here tonight. Jersey Shore in powder blue bubble letters across the chest, red numerals front and back. The line, the 2-0. Drops in there a strike, 2-1. Gray pants all the way down to the ankles for Russo. Red and blue piping along this side. Red and white cleats, Philly colors. Buried into the stadium mound, the 2-1. Slider cut on and missed. Dropped down and out of the zone, 2-2. Powder blue cap, red bill for Jersey Shore and Russo tonight. The navy crab silhouette logo on the front. Base is empty, one out, bottom two. Here's the 2-2. Tillian tried to check his swing, but he went. Says the home plate umpire, Connor McKenna. Strike three. Third strikeout tonight for Russo. And the first two sat down here in the second inning. Russo's retired five straight since the leadoff double.
Yeah, talk about bouncing back. Gives up the double to Morabito, and then nobody has reached since then. That is quite the response, particularly when you consider this only high A appearance number 5 for Russo, but doesn't appear to be too phased.
Brings up Jeffrey De Los Santos, who pulls his head out on the changeup. And the count 0-1. Jeffrey 0-for-3 last night, walked and scored a run. Trying to snap an 0-for-13 slide at the plate. Lefty batter with some pop as this one ripped into right field, but right at Jordan Byers, who comes in into his right to make the catch and end the inning. Russo's retired 6 straight as he has his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. We head to the third. Scoreless ball game under the lights here on Coney Island on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
On Saturday, August 24th, come to Maimonides Park when the Cyclones host the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, where the Force will be strong for Star Wars night. As part of the celebration of all things spanning from the Outer Rim to Tatooine, the first 1,500 fans will receive a Jet Williams Star Wars bobblehead. Plus, take advantage of our special ticket offer, you will, of a Star Wars Cyclones bucket hat. Plus, we'll have special guest appearances from some of your favorite Star Wars characters. For tickets and more info, be sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the top of the third on a picturesque Friday night here from Coney Island. No clouds at all across the horizon. Just a beautiful set of strands of blue, purple, orange, gold. The whole kit caboodle across the horizon here in Brooklyn tonight. We head to the top of the third inning in this scoreless game. 9-1 and 2-2 up for Jersey Shore and 2 up for the play-by-play. Here's Johnny Gadamowicz.
Yeah, great night for baseball. Friday night, picturesque weather, awesome backdrop of roller coasters, ocean, and a blue, quickly turning pink sky in these twilight hours. Jonah Tong's first pitch of the third is a fastball that misses up and away to Jared Thomas, lefty DH for Jersey Shore. No score here, top three, 9-1-2, due up for the Blue Claws in the frame. That begins with Thomas, 1-0 home, and he whacks it foul back to the screen. It's a ball and a strike. Jonah Tong, pretty sharp so far, has given up 2 base hits, but has also struck out 3 batters through two innings. Cyclones wearing their amazing alternates tonight. We only see them on Fridays. 1-1 from Tom. Here's the pitch. Thomas takes in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. Brooklyn and orange script lettering across the chest. New York City skyline backdrop outlines the back of the jersey with white above and blue below the tops of those skyscrapers. 2-1. Thomas takes a strike at the knees. It's 2-2. Jared did not play yesterday, just 4-for-14 since joining Jersey Shore at the high A level. Was a 15th round pick last year by the Phillies out of Loyola Marymount. 2-2. Thomas foul tips it. Just got it off the end of the barrel to stay alive. And we'll try it again at two balls and two strikes. Jonah Tung has picked up season strikeout number 99, 100, and 101 with his three today. A strike away from getting number 102 here against Jersey Shore's nine batter. Infield straight up. Tong into the line, kick and the pitch. And another foul tip. Jonah went to the heater that time at 92. Jonah's fastball certainly looks faster than it is. He gets real good ride. So even the pitch that only clocks in at 91, 92 could look like 94, 95, a little more difficult to read. Another 2-2 to Thomas. Pitch in there. Strike three called. He pulled the string on the breaking ball that just tucked itself at the bottom of the zone. Brooklyn tosses it around the infield as Tong does indeed pick up his fourth strikeout of the night. Second time through the order now for Tong, who, before we continue, has to tie his left cleat. Those laces coming loose. Maybe you should double knot him this time around, Jonah. When we do resume, it'll be Trent Farquhar, the lefty leadoff man. Jonah back up onto the hill. He's ready to go as Farquhar digs in. Singled his first time up, one of two Blue Claw hits so far. No score here, top three. First toss. Farquhar takes a strike. Jonah painted the changeup on the outer black for strike one. A typical Friday night here on Coney Island. Music blaring in from the boardwalk. A one home. And Farquhar, uppercut, hack, and a miss. It's nothing and two. Something that I'm sure Tong is well accustomed to at this point in time. Maybe not so much for Luke Russo, Jersey Shore starter, making his Maimonides Park debut. Tong a deep breath, and time called. The home plate umpire looked like he was about to call for time. He flinched and was ready to hold both arms up into the air when Tong was mid-wind. Then all of a sudden, the home plate umpire went back into his crouch, but Tong had noticed it, so it stopped and immediately halted his delivery. So Jonah's a little upset there because he feels like he was juked out by Connor McKenna, and Jonah continues to have both palms to the sky. Now Gilbert Gomez, Brooklyn's manager, is having a conversation with McKenna as these two try to get on the same page. But I am completely on the side of Tong here because Connor McKenna basically did a flinch. Looked like he was going to call time, then decided otherwise, and Tong stopped his delivery because of it. So we'll see what the ruling is here. As things stand right now, the count is 0-2 on Farquhar with the bases empty and one away. And they do issue a ball to Tong. So now the 1-2 is outside, and it's two balls and two strikes. At least that's what it says on the scoreboard. And that is a real frustrating sequence. I'd love to be a fly on the wall, or in this case, in the atmosphere, listening to that conversation between Gomez and McKenna. Either way, here's a 2-2. And Farquhar slices it foul, twisting out of play, third base side. And we'll do it again at 2-2. That is something I'm not sure I've ever seen before. Jonah trying to remain persistent regardless in this scoreless tie. Here's his 2-2. Farquhar hits it right at the second baseman Smith, but it's off his glove. Trickles into right center field, and Farquhar is aboard for the second time tonight. Well, that ball tapped the leather of DeAndre Smith's mitt, but the former USC Trojan could not see the catch through for whatever reason. It is ruled a hit because that ball was smoked off the bat of Farquhar. Checked in at, let's see here, 99.5 off the barrel. So Farquhar has his second base knock of the night. And that puts one on with one away for the red-hot Aiden Miller. Pitch, fastball high, ball one. Miller has just been scorching hot at the plate. 8-game hitting streak. 483, the batting average during that span. That's practically one out of every two times. 1-0. Miller takes a breaking ball that is dirted for ball two. And it's not even just this hitting streak. You look at the month of August in its entirety for Miller. 950 OPS, 9 extra base hits. He is playing like a first-round pick. That's what he was last summer. Out of high school, no less. Here's a 2-0. And Miller takes in the dirt yet again for ball three. So the command, not quite as sharp here for Dong this third go-around. And you can only hope that the weird timeout from earlier did not alter Jonah's mojo and confidence all too much. 3-0, and Miller swings, gets the green light, but he missed. Had a breaking ball tailing down and away. It's 3-1. Miller reached on a fielder's choice his first time up, then proceeded to steal second base, but made it no further than that. He asks for and receives his time before settling back in for a 3-1 delivery. Number one prospect in the Phillies org per MLB.com. Tong twists and throws over to first to check on the runner Farquhar. He's back safely. Dove head first to get underneath the tag of Brooklyn's first baseman Kellum Clark. Big hole in left center field for Miller. Morabito, the center fielder, is shaded a couple of strides towards right. Tong out of the stretch, belt set. Drives and fires a 3-1. Runner goes. Miller swings and misses. The throw down to second is not in time. Farquhar was able to somehow escape the glove of Smith. The throw from Pregent was a good one, who reared up real quickly and let that cannon loose. But Farquhar got a good jump and swerved around the tag of Smith to park in for a stolen base. So a runner in scoring position for Jersey Shore. And a full count on Miller. Pitch outside, ball four. And Aiden is aboard. So after Tong strikes out Thomas to begin this third, he gives up a single to Farquhar and then loses Aiden Miller. And that will prompt a chat from Brooklyn's pitching coach, Dan McKinney. I don't see Dan very often, so you know when he comes out of Brooklyn's dugout, the visits are certainly warranted. And Christian Pregent, Brooklyn's catcher, going to join the conversation as well. So that trio just talking things over here. Perhaps if nothing else, just trying to calm down Tong a little bit. After all, that walk to Miller was only his first allowed of the night. Home plate umpire Connor McKenna makes his way towards the mound and says, "All right, guys, let's go. We got a game to continue here." As everyone makes their way back to their usual posts. So no score, top three. Two ducks on the pond. Runners on first and second for Keaton Anthony, red hot in his own right. Last 20 games, Anthony with an OPS up over 1,000. 8 of his last 16 games have gone for multi-hit contests. 0-1 with a strikeout, though, so far tonight. Righty-righty matchup. Pitch. Anthony takes in the dirt. 1-0. Bryson Ware, looming large on deck, cleanup batter. Then Pierce Bennett after him. Both runners take their lead. Farquhar on second, Miller behind him on first. Plenty of speed. 1-0. Swing and a slicer foul out of play. Out towards the parking lot. That one had windshield written all over it. Hopefully it didn't end that way. Now a 1-1 upcoming to Anthony. DeAndre Smith, the second baseman, shaded towards the bag, holding on Farquhar. 1-1 home. Anthony swings and misses. He was fooled there. 83-mile-an-hour bending breaking ball there from Tong. He's in the driver's seat, 1-2. Anthony all out of whack. He wants his timeout. And will readjust those batting gloves. Tap them to his dark red Jersey Shore helmet. Dings the bat to the cleat a couple of times. And now he's back in, ready to go. One ball, two strikes, one out. Pair on, no score. Tong set at his stomach. A stare back at second. 1-2. In there, strike three. Throws him on a breaking ball. Anthony cannot believe it. He had a couple of words for Connor McKenna as he slowly makes his way back to the Blue Claw dugout on the third base side. So Tong gets his fifth strikeout. None bigger than that so far, though. Not out of the woods quite yet. Has to deal with Bryson Ware. Big righty bat coming off a four-hit night yesterday. First pitch. And Ware swings, hooking foul out of play down the right field line. Nothing in one. Jersey Shore, 10 runs on 18 hits last night. One day removed from a 7-0 shutout victory. Blue Claws have 30 hits over the last two games. 33 if you include tonight so far. 0-1 to Ware. And Bryson takes in the lefty batter's box at 93 on the radar gun. It's a ball and a strike. And this Blue Claw squad hitting nearly 270 as a team in the month of August, scoring practically 5 runs a game during the span. 1-1 home, and Ware takes well high. Jonah just overthrew it a bit there, and it's 2-1. Luna Park in full action beyond the batter's eye in center field. You've got the flume ride fully illuminated, the Thunderbolt roller coaster. It's bright orange steel with plenty of action. And then that scary drop ride right behind it where they take you all the way up and let you go. 2-1 to Ware. Pops it up. This will stay in the infield. Tong, the pitcher, looking for it. Pregent, the catcher, comes in to save the day and make the squeeze. Nice communication there between battery mates to retire the side. So for the Blue Claws in the inning, no runs on one hit and two men left. We have played 2.5 in Brooklyn where there's no score. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Bottom three from Maimonides Park, no score between the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Only one base hit so far in the contest for the Cyclones, trying to change it here. 8-9-1 due up. First pitch to a Starling Mercado is a breaking ball for a strike from Luke Russo. A righty arm making only his fourth high A start of the season. 0-1 to Mercado, and a Starling drops to an E as he cuts and misses. It's quickly 0-2. Yeah, Russo spent most of the campaign for Jersey Shore with single-A Clearwater, but has recently joined this Blue Claw roster. and has pitched pretty well. ERA a little bit over 4, 2-1 record. 0-2. Mercado takes in towards the shoe tops. It's a ball and 2 strikes. In fact, Russo had a spectacular Jersey Shore debut back on July the 24th at home against the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Infield swung to the right. 1-2. Mercado takes down and away. It's 2-2. Russo that night went 5 innings of 1 hit, 1 run ball and a route to the win. Just hasn't quite gotten the same results in the 3 games since then. Here comes a 2-2 home. And Mercado wisely lays off, wanting no part of the changeup away. And it's 3-2. Yeah, 3 games since then for Russo. The ERA is up over 5. Here comes a 3-2 home. And Mercado takes low, ball 4. So Brooklyn has the leadoff man on here to begin this bottom of the third. That's the first Cyclone to reach safely since Nick Morabito led off the game with a double. So one on and nobody out in this scoreless tie. Now Christian Pregent, first pitch, half-hearted swing, went around for a strike, 0-1. Day off yesterday for Pregent. Awaiting an 0-1 toss. Towards the back of the righty batter's box, Russo deals. And it's inside for ball 1. Pregent did play in the Wednesday night contest between these two teams. Walked once and was also hit by a pitch. 1-1 home, and Pregent lasers one foul. Third base side, just towards the back of that Jersey Shore dugout. Think it even snuck its way into the dugout towards our good friend Gordon Donovan.
Heads up, Gordon. He's used to it, though.
Always doing some great photography work, as I'm sure he is right now. 1-2 to Pregent, and Christian check swing ground ball towards first. Picked up there by Anthony, who takes it to the bag himself. One away. Mercado advancing to second, so a runner in scoring position for Brooklyn with one gone as we go back to the top. This is the guy you want up in a situation like this. Nick Morabito, really Brooklyn's unquestioned best offensive player at the moment. Really not even just at the moment, but when you zoom out on the year as a whole as well. Big spot here with Mercado off of second, first pitch, and Morabito takes low for ball 1. Nick 6 for his last 18 at the plate with more walks than strikeouts during that span. 4 free passes to only 2 Ks. 1-0 on the righty batter. Russo out of the stretch, belt set, 1-0 home, and Morabito takes low ball 2. Well, Russo already has walked 1 in the inning. And now he falls behind the dangerous Morabito here. The righty has punched 3 so far tonight, but not getting ahead in counts quite as early here in this bottom of the third. Scoreless tie, 2-0. Morabito takes a strike. It's 2-1. Nick Manning straightaway center field for the Cyclones tonight. MLB.com has him at number 19 in the Mets' top 30. 2-1. Morabito swings and goes the other way for a base hit. Mercado up 90 feet to third. He slams on the brakes there. But Nick Morabito continues to hit the baseball so well. Another multi-hit contest for the 2022 draftee.
35 of them so far this year between Brooklyn and St. Lucie. Back-to-back multi-hit games for Morabito as well. And he has just done a marvelous job. A double off the left field wall tonight and a single through the right side, spraying it across the diamond.
So now Russo finds himself in a bit of a jam here. Certainly the most adversity he's had to deal with to this point. DeAndre Smith up to bat with runners on the corners and one away. Pitch. Smith takes downstairs for ball one. Nice job by Jordan Disson to get the glove on it there. Make sure it didn't wiggle its way into the backstop. 1-0 on Smith. Righty batter. With Mercado on third and Morabito, plenty of speed opposite him on first. See if Nick takes off here. 1-0, there he goes. Smith takes downstairs. Throw bluff to second. So Morabito aboard. Another swiped bag for the leadoff man, who continues to not only hit well, but steal bases at a consistent rate. That's number 42 at the high A level. That now takes a double play out of effect, so the infield comes in, 2-0. Smith swings and hits one in the air, pretty well to left. Bennett has room, though. Moving back, onto the track, makes the catch. Certainly deep enough to get the runners to both tag. Throw to third, not in time. Sacrifice fly for DeAndre Smith. Mercado takes home. Morabito up to third, and Brooklyn's on the board. It's 1-0 here in the bottom of the third.
First time in this series, Brooklyn has struck first, Johnny, and a great job by DeAndre Smith there, driving that one high and deep to left field, able to score that runner from third, and Morabito heads up base running. He was looking to tag the whole way.
Cyclones with as many runs tonight now as they've had in the last two games combined. First pitch hit on the ground by Chris Suero to the third baseman Ware, who had to move back. His throw is not in time. Well, that was a tough ball for Ware to deal with. It was a high chopper from Suero. Ware moved back on it, and Suero's got some deceptive speed. He was going hard the whole way. RBI infield base hit as Morabito scores, and Brooklyn leads 2-0.
Yeah, as soon as Ware had to back up on that ground ball, you knew he was in some trouble, not only with Suero's speed up the line, but also just in terms of getting behind that throw and putting some extra oomph behind it. A little bit tougher that way. Great job by Suero to leg it out.
Kellum Clark next, lefty hitter, and he comes up empty-handed. A first pitch changeup, 0-1. We've seen opposing infields do this a lot to Kellum all year, but they're pretty heavily swung around to the right. In fact, the third baseman Ware is pretty much approaching shortstop territory. He's got a ton of room between him and the line. 0-1 to Clark. Kellum takes in towards the hips. It's a ball and a strike. So now, Brooklyn with more runs through two and change tonight, as they've had in each of the previous two games combined. More runs in this inning, let alone, than the previous 18 entering this one. 1-1. Clark takes the strike at the knees. It's 1-2. So Brooklyn appears to have put that rust behind them, as Jonah Tong now will have the luxury of pitching with a lead. At least a two-run lead. 1-2 to Clark. And Kellum grabbed a piece. Rather, no, he came up empty-handed. But it's a drop third strike, and it goes all the way to the backstop. No throw. So that's a frustrating sequence for Luke Russo, who strikes out Clark, but he will take first base. Suero up to second. And Brooklyn has two on with two away.
Yeah, heads-up play there from Kellum Clark, immediately recognizing that ball got away from Disson. And Kellum easily able to leg it out up the first baseline. And Brooklyn with two on at two out. And Brad Burgess in the pitching coach coming out to have a talk.
I thought Kellum fouled it off, but instead it was just a drop third strike with some serious velocity behind it. Unfortunately for Jordan Disson, not enough speed for a nice ricochet and any chance at a play. So that'll bring up William Lugo in a big spot here. Two on, two out. Cyclones lead it 2-0. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Thanks so much for stopping by. Luke Russo trying to say so long bottom three. But right now it has been an issue for the right-hander, who has given up two runs already in the frame. Meeting has since dispersed on the mound. And now Russo will be tasked with trying to get William Lugo, who flied out to center his first time up.
Yeah, after all that blank space between yesterday and today, finally a two spot in that third run column for Brooklyn.
Jordan Disson, Jersey Shore catcher, giving all sorts of signals. Looks like he was playing rock, paper, scissors. Now back into his crouch. And we're ready to go as William Lugo, righty batter with some pop, steps in. Luke Russo's first pitch. Lugo takes a strike at the knees, 0-1. Lugo just 2 for his last 16. Still 8th in the circuit in walks, though. 0-1. Lugo takes downstairs. It's 1-1. A tough week for Lugo, who the week prior showed some real signs of life offensively, but has reverted back to a little bit of a funk. Chance here to try to snap out of it with 2 on. 2-0 Cyclones and a 1-1 count with runners on first and second. Pitch. Lugo takes a strike on the outside corner. It's 1-2. Should Lugo reach, Junior Tillian on deck. 1-2 on Lugo. Here's the pitch. Both runners go, but it doesn't matter because Lugo swings and misses for strike 3. Inning over. So 2 strikeouts in the frame for Russo. Only one of them really counts as an out, though, with the drop third strike. All told, he has now punched 5 on the night, but not before Brooklyn puts up a 2 spot in the home third. Let's go to the fourth. 2-0 Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Welcome back to Maimonides Park, top four. Brooklyn operating with a lead, 2-0. Cyclones just scored 2 in the bottom of the third. First pitch to Pierce Bennett is fouled back, 0-1. Jonah Tong back out for inning number 4. I inflected the way I did on that sentence because Brooklyn's only scored 1 run in the previous 2 games. They have not had a lot of success with the bats, but an early lead for them here in the fourth. 0-1 to Bennett. In the dirt, and it's 1-1. Bennett the 5 batter, so it is 5-6-7 due up in the frame for the Blue Claws, who find themselves now 3 games over 500 in the second half of the season. 27 wins and 24 losses. Tong out of the full wide, 1-1 offering. Swinging a ground ball towards third. Tillian picks it up, rifles across the diamond, 1 away. Routine 5-3 put out. Nice job by Tillian, not rushing. Cool, calm, collected. And it's bases empty. 1 gone for Troy Schreffler. Schreffler has 1 of 3 Blue Claw hits tonight. The other 2 belong to the same man. That's the leadoff hitter, Trent Farquhar. 0-1 to Schreffler. And the former Maryland Terrapin takes outside. 1-0. Saw Schreffler make a nice grab in center earlier tonight. Now trying to contribute more offensively. He also has stolen base. Righty-righty matchup, 1-0. Schreffler takes a strike. It's 1-1. One pitch. Schreffler takes down and away. Two balls and one strike. Jonah Tong enjoying a real nice season here. Not only with Brooklyn, but you forget, he started the year with single A St. Lucie, and well, he couldn't have been much better. 2-1 to Schreffler, and he swings and skies it foul back towards the parking lot. It's 2-2. Jonah did not give up an earned run for 26 straight innings. That was a big reason why, of course, he got the call up here so early to Brooklyn. First week of May. And he has looked the part, even with some late struggles. 2-2. Schreffler serves it foul to the screen. It's 2-2 still.
And you have to imagine a lot of those struggles right now for Jonah just based on the fact that he's thrown more innings now than maybe any point in his life. He's nearing 100 innings for the entire season. Just a innings point he hadn't reached.
2-2. Schreffler swings and cranks one to left center field. This will take Morabito and Suero back into the gap. Morabito's there, though. About two steps in front of the warning track. Puts it away for the second out of the inning. So two up, two down for Tong. It was a chance to work his first 1-2-3 frame of the night. Only man standing in his way of doing just that would be Jordan Disson, the catcher. Tong struck out Disson looking first time up. And now the righty arm deals to the righty bat. Disson takes a first pitch low, 1-0. Pretty much nighttime here, a little past the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Final 7 o'clock start time of this series. 1-0 to Disson, and he swings and misses at the high cheese. It's 1-1. Two teams right back at it tomorrow, an hour earlier at 6, before the Sunday matinee, following the league-wide off day Monday. 1-1. Disson swings and cranks it down the right field line, twisting foul. Into Brooklyn's bullpen. It's 1-2. Well, speaking of Brooklyn's bullpen, last night Cyclones had to use three relievers. Each of them went two innings. Didn't necessarily give you great results until Gregory Lewis on the back end went two scoreless. Henry surrendered a run over two frames before him. Jeromy Ramirez gave up four over two. 1-2 was a check swing tapper down the third baseline. Tillian picks it up but just eats it. That was a perfectly placed check swing nubber off the bat of Jordan Disson. Essentially a swinging bunt. And it's a two-out base runner for the Blue Claws as Disson is aboard safely at first. So that is just some tough luck there for Tom, who will not work a 1-2-3 inning, obviously, here. I'll need to face Jordan Viers. Kellum Clark holds on. The runner Disson. First pitch to Viers is a swinging ground ball up the third baseline. Found for strike one. Great to see the Mets start their road trip with a victory on the West Coast last night out in San Diego. New York making some transactional news earlier today. Denon Nunez will rejoin the big league club. Huascar Brazaban, option to AAA Syracuse. 0-1. Downstairs, 1-1.
And I liked what the Mets did after the game last night, even though Brazaban gave up those two runs. But Mets infield trying to do their best to try and instill some confidence and celebrate with Brazaban on the mound after he got the final out.
1-1 to Viers, and again, he hits it foul third base way. It's 1-2. Of course, the Brazaban acquisition directly impacting this Cyclones squad. Wilfredo Lara going to the Marlins in that exchange. So obviously, the Mets saw something they liked with Brazaban. and hope that he can sort of find his footing at the AAA level. 1-2 way upstairs, all the way to the backstop. And Disson will take second with no throw. So a wild pitch puts a runner in scoring position for the Blue Claws. Still trailing 2-0 here, top four. Jonah just might have lost the grip on that one. He'll need to bear down before a 2-2 delivery now to Viers. Lefty batter, flied out to left field in at-bat number one of the night. And now Tom calls time and wants to have a quick word with Pregent. Get on the same page before a big 2-2 delivery. But yeah, Mets right back at it tonight. Game two of what is a crucial four-game set against the Padres. Paul Blackburn, former Oakland A, back to the West Coast. Team will make the start against Joe Musgrove. 2-2, up and away. And it's three balls and two strikes. Second straight offering where Tom has missed pretty high by a wide margin. So three balls, two strikes, two outs. This will set the runner in motion. 3-2, swing and a miss. Jonah Tong got him. Viers retired. And Tong dances around a two-out base hit to retire the side. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Cyclones on top, 2-0. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a central perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
To the bottom of the fourth we go from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead on top of Jersey Shore with Justin. My name's Johnny. Thanks for stopping by. It'll be 6-7-8-2 up in the frame for the Cyclones. Tillian De Los Santos Mercado. And first pitch swung on and missed to Junior Tillian from Luke Russo. Righty arm, who so far has given up two runs on three hits. Does have five strikeouts and has walked one. A one. Tillian takes a strike. It's nothing and two. So this Brooklyn squad trying to get back in the win column. Let's not forget, Cyclones did take a four-game winning streak into this series. Brooklyn looked outstanding on the road last week down in Wilmington. Winners a 5-6. 0-2 to Tillian. He serves it the other way on the ground and through the hole for a base hit. So Junior Tillian collects his first base knock of the night. He's now 1-for-2 as Brooklyn has the leadoff man on for the second straight inning. They've done that now 3 or 4 times tonight. So these Brooklyn batters doing a nice job pouncing early on Russo and making him have to deal with some traffic on the bases. Now Jeffrey De Los Santos pitch outside 1-0. De Los Santos just desperate to get something going offensively right now. 0 for his last 14 at the plate. You zoom out a little bit further, 3 for his last 40. 1-0 upcoming to Jeffrey. Russo fires, and De Los Santos pulls it foul on the ground. It's 1-1. Mercado on deck, then Christian Prigent next. Before we'd go back to the top for Nick Morabito, should things progress that far. 1-1 upcoming to the lefty bat, De Los Santos. Here it comes, and De Los Santos takes a strike. It's 1-2. Breaking ball sizzled over at 79. And now De Los Santos needs to get defensive here. Santos takes outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffrey at .183 on his season in totality. Did score Brooklyn's only run of the day yesterday. Nick Morabito drove him in. That came in the bottom of the fifth. Cyclones on top, 2-0. 1-1, nobody out, 2-2, and De Los Santos fooled. He swung like a golf swing through a breaking ball in the dirt. Jeffrey retired as Tillian still occupying first base. To an extent, he got a feel for Jeffrey, even on a swing like that, going through the funk he's going through, maybe just in his head a bit at this point. But that's the beauty of baseball. You could turn it around whenever. First pitch to Mercado up and away for ball one. So one on, one away. Cyclones trying to add to their 2-0 lead here. Mercado has one of Brooklyn's 2 runs after he walked and later scored on a DeAndre Smith sack fly. 1-0 home. Mercado heavy cut and a miss. It is 1-1. A starling like Jeffrey before him, a lefty, serving as Brooklyn's DH tonight. Angles that bat off his left shoulder. Russo from the stretch. And the 1-1. Mercado takes a good breaking ball that just clips the outer edge. It's 1-2. That ball looked like it started about 2 feet outside and then somehow landed on the outer black. Good bite from Russo, who's in the driver's seat. 1-2. Pitch. Mercado swings and misses. Strike 3. Over the top of a changeup. That was a really impressive at-bat by Luca Russo, who now has 7 strikeouts through 3 2/3. Brooklyn trying to make sure Tillian's leadoff single doesn't go to waste as Christian Prigent up with 2 away. First toss to the righty hitter. Prigent takes high and outside. Ball one.
Russo already up near 70 pitches here tonight. See how long he goes into this ballgame.
Yeah, get those high strikeout totals. Usually they're going to come with a high pitch count. 1-0 to Prigent. It's a strike. It's 1-1.
Speaking of which, interesting, there is some light tossing going on right now in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. Tong at 72 pitches through 4.
The 1-1. Prigent swings and misses. It's 1-2. So we'll keep you posted if Tong's day is indeed done. As the righty gets warm for the Cyclones. And again, Jonah's innings count, like you alluded to earlier, Justin, is certainly up there. 1-2. Prigent takes low. It's 2-2.
But I like that they've sort of had him push through it this year, not shutting him down early. Going to have to learn to throw those innings at some point. Why not now?
Start him young. 2-2. Prigent cuts and misses strike 3. Another good changeup that time from Russo, who settles in to strike out the side, all of which swinging after the Tillian leadoff single. No runs, a hit, and one left. We are through four, 2-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
We are through four on a Friday night on Coney Island. Cyclones in the driver's seat by a pair. Brooklyn leads it 2-0. For those of you wondering, Jonah Tong is indeed back out to at the very least begin this fifth inning. And with a 2-0 lead, we'll pass the play-by-play baton back to Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. 9-1-2 due up for Jersey Shore in the inning is Jonah Tong's 73rd pitch of the night. At the knees is strikes. So wasn't the best communication there behind the plate from Connor McKenna. The runner at second, nobody out, and a 2-2 count on Farquhar. Righty deals. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Blew a fastball by him down at 92. Seventh strikeout tonight for Tong. And there's one away in the top of the fifth inning. That'll bring up Aiden Miller as grounded into a fielder's choice and walked tonight. Eight-game hitting streak coming into play today. It was 14 for 29 as he takes a fastball on the outside corner, 0-1. Miller was 7 for 12 in this series entering play tonight with five of those seven hits going for extra bases. The 0-1 from Tong. Curveball down and away. Nice backhand by Pregent. Holds Thomas at second base. A ball and a strike. But our Coney Combos trivia question today on this date. In 2005, the Brooklyn Cyclones hosted the inaugural first ever New York Penn League All-Star Game. Our question today is, what future New York Met started that All-Star Game through the first pitch in New York Penn League All-Star Game history? Foul back, it's 1-2. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. Great to see Sandy the Seagull high atop Maimonides Park getting ready for a giveaway toss down to the fans below in between innings. Jonah's 1-2 pitch. Down and away, two balls and two strikes. Jersey Shore, no runs, five hits, no errors. They have left five. Brooklyn, two runs, four hits, no errors. They have left four. This will be Tong's 84th pitch tonight. Here's the 2-2. On the outside corner, strike three called. Miller, a disapproving look back at the home plate umpire. But another punch out for Jonah. He now has eight tonight. And two down in the fifth. Make it 106 strikeouts for Tong as a Cyclone this year and 142 on the season. A breakout campaign if there ever was one. First pitch to Keaton Anthony, down and away. And it's 1-0. Anthony, a couple of strikeouts against Tong tonight, once swinging and once looking. Thomas reached on an infield single. He's at second with two out. 1-0. This off the hands on the ground towards short. Lugo to his left, fields and fires on a first in time, inning over. Another beautiful job done by Jonah Tong. Works around the leadoff infield base hit. A couple of strikeouts and a jam shot ground ball to short. Keeps Jersey Shore scoreless through five. Halfway home here on Coney Island, 2-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Well, we apologize. We were just alerted in between innings that there was no audio on our TV broadcast through the first four innings or so here tonight. So we greatly apologize. A technical issue behind the scenes. I believe everything sounded fine on the radio side through the first four innings here tonight. But again, we apologize for those technical issues as Morabito swings and misses. And the count even, a ball and a strike. Morabito, Smith, Suero. Top of the lineup due up for Brooklyn here in the fifth inning. The righty deals. Morabito pulls this on the ground towards the third base side. And the count 1-2. Morabito, well, you didn't hear it, was 2-for-2 through the first four innings here tonight. A double, a single. Scored one of the two Brooklyn runs in this ballgame. The righty's 1-2. Morabito, a high fly ball to the right. Out of play, a ball and two strikes. The righty deals. Morabito fouls another one out of play. And it stays 1-2. Luke Russo up near 80 pitches tonight. Out for his fifth inning of work. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead. Wine the 1-2. High, two balls and two strikes. Defensively for Jersey Shore, left to right in the outfield, Pierce Bennett, Troy Schreffler, Jordan Viers. Third to first around the infield, Bryson Ware, Aiden Miller, Trent Farquhar, Keaton Anthony as this pulled on the ground to third. Backhand by Ware, throw from the hole, not in time. Another tricky play for Ware, this time going back and towards the line. And Morabito's speed too much, he legs out an infield single.
Third time on base tonight for Nick. Third hit of the night for Nick, who has a stolen base and a run scored as well. Quite the night. His name all over the box score.
So one on, nobody out for DeAndre Smith. Throw over and Morabito dives back. Nick stole a bag his last time on base. His 42nd with Brooklyn this year. And his 53rd overall. Entered play today, top 10 in minor league baseball. In swipe bags. DeAndre started the scoring with a sac fly. And he swings through a breaking ball from Russo. It's 0-1. Jordan Disson, the catcher behind the plate for Jersey Shore tonight. Coney Combo's trivia question. Tweet the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. Righty's 0-1. Outside, a ball and a strike. But our Coney Convos trivia question tonight. This date in 2005, the Cyclones hosted the first ever All-Star game in New York Penn League history as Smith fouls it off the catcher's mitt 1-2. Which future New York Met threw the first pitch in New York Penn League All-Star game history? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. Righty at the belt. The 1-2 pitch. This hit on the ground up the middle, fielded by Miller. Steps on the second base bag, all in one motion. The throw pulls Anthony towards the outfield side, but able to make the pick on the backhand. Double play. What a play there by Aiden Miller. Was a sharp ground ball back up the middle. And Aiden fielded, stepped on the bag, and threw to first, all in one fluid motion. And just like that, the leadoff base hit erased. The righty deals the first pitch to Suero. And that offering misses low. And the count 1-0. Suero 1-for-2 tonight. RBI infield base hit in his last at-bat. Extending his on-base streak to 12. Russo's 1-0. Breaking ball upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Jersey Shore, no runs, five hits, no errors. They have left six. Brooklyn, two runs, five hits, no errors. They have left four. Russo's 2-0. Off the end of the bat, down the right field line, and this one off the screen, a foul ball. And the count 2-1. Suero, since his on-base streak started on the 10th of August, entered play today, second in the league in on-base percentage. Trying to get on here. The spark a two-out rally in the fifth. Jersey Shore has captured the first three games of this series. Convincing fashion. Here's the 2-1. High, three balls and a strike. Kellum Clark waiting on deck. Pitch, and this one blasted deep in the air down the left field line, but this one has too much spin on it and will curl to the foul side of the pole. Oh, Chris Suero with a moonshot out towards the left field fair foul line, but sent it foul 388 feet. And Russo gets a reprieve. The count full 3-2. Great crowd on hand here in Brooklyn tonight. Got over 4,000 last night, looking like more than that this evening. Payoff pitch, pulled on the ground, foul. Wide of third, remains a full count on Suero. Russo up near 90 pitches. I have to imagine he's nearing the end of his line tonight. There is a Blue Claw reliever that has taken a jacket off down the left field line, but no one throwing currently. The payoff pitch again, and that bounces before the plate, ball four. Another walk for Chris Suero on base for the second time tonight. And that'll bring up Kellum Clark with one on and two out. Wonder if this will be the end of the line for Russo. 90 pitches on the evening. Greg Brodzinski has emerged from the third base dugout. The entire Jersey Shore infield converging. Looks out towards the left field line. Flaps his hands several times. And Russo will hand him the baseball. That'll be all for the right-hander here tonight. Coney Island Sandbar call to the bullpen. One on, two out. Brooklyn leads 2-0 in the fifth on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
New arm in the game for the Blue Claws. Luke Russo couldn't quite make it through five. He goes 4 2/3. Walks Chris Suero to end his night, and now Charles King on for his second appearance of the series. Cyclones trying to add to their 2-0 lead. They have a runner on first with two away.
So one on, two out, and Brooklyn trying to add it to a two-run advantage. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. So here is the right-hander King, last threw on Wednesday. Threw an inning and a third in the first pitch to Kellum Clark, cut on and missed. And the count 0-1. King, the right-hander, 6'6", 215 pounds, 26 years old, from Irving, Texas. We told you his incredible story to Affiliated Baseball on the playing side of things on Wednesday, the 0-1. On the outside, Black. And Clark quickly behind 0-2. Clark in his first professional season, first year in the Phillies organization. 27th appearance, 2-2, a 4.97 ERA. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew him away with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. So King comes out of the bullpen. Three pitches, three strikes. And a man stranded in the fifth. For Brooklyn in the inning, no runs, a hit, one man left on a walk. At the end of five, it's 2-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is a family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Pitch and change for Brooklyn. It's brought to you, as always, by the Coney Island Sandbar, now open on Surf Avenue. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. Eduardo Herrera is on for the Cyclones. Jonah Tong's day done. Five scoreless innings, eight strikeouts, Justin. Safe to say, Jonah found that old form we were talking about earlier.
Has been incredible this year, becomes just the sixth Cyclone ever to record 100 or more strikeouts in a single season. Bunt attempt by Ware up the third base line. Bare hand by Herrera, throw to first off line. Well, if anyone on this Brooklyn pitching staff would be able to make that play, it would be Herrera. Spent the first 2 years of his professional career as an infielder. Made a great play, but just a bit wide with the throw. And Bryson Ware, who had been held hitless so far tonight, aboard with a bunt single to start the sixth. Herrera, 5'9", 200 pounds, 24 years old from Tucupito, Venezuela. Has been outstanding since joining Brooklyn after the All-Star break. Pierce Bennett 0 for 2 tonight. First pitch from Herrera. Fastball outside and low at 93. It's 1-0. Herrera with Brooklyn making his 10th appearance, 2-0. Three saves, a 2.92 ERA. Just six hits in 12 and a third innings, nine walks, 21 strikeouts. 1-0. This foul to the screen, 1-1. But Herrera last pitched on Friday night in Wilmington, went two hitless innings for the save. 6 2/3 scoreless innings dating back to the last homestand. 40 strikeouts in 23 innings since he was signed by the Mets organization back in mid-June. The righties 1-1. And a breaking ball up and away. Two balls and a strike on Bennett. Coney Convo's trivia question tonight. We'll give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth. Herrera comes set, the 2-1. Runner goes. Pitch is a breaking ball strike. Throw down by Preget. Tag. Safe. Oh, a bang-bang play there at second. Ware able to get in underneath the slap tag of Smith. And the count 2-2, but Ware in scoring position. Another stolen base for Jersey Shore tonight. That is their fifth in five attempts. The 2-2 pitch at the letter, strike three called. Frozen with the off speed. First strikeout tonight for Herrera, one out in the sixth. That K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. So one out for Troy Schreffler. A single and a fly out to center tonight. He's 1-for-2. Do have a correct answer in for our Coney Combos trivia question tonight. As Herrera misses low, 1-0. Our question tonight was, this date in 2005, the Cyclones hosted the inaugural New York Penn League All-Star Game. What future New York Met started the game and threw the first pitch in New York Penn League All-Star Game history? The 1-0. Foul down the right field line, 1-1. Third baseman Tillian even with the bag. The pitch, breaking ball flared towards short, and that out of the reach of Lugo into left center field, a base hit. The runner at second, Ware, had to hold, so he'll slide into third safely. Another well-placed base hit by Jersey Shore. That's really been the lion's share of their knocks tonight. They haven't obliterated the ball all across the diamond like they did yesterday. Been a lot of dinks and dunks in between outfielders and infielders, perfectly placed ground balls. They've got the tying runs aboard with one out.
And the reason that you know that that's true, Justin, is because they have seven hits tonight, but they don't have any runs to show for it. It's not like these have been scorchers off the bats.
Double play in order as Jordan Disson digs in. Reached on one of those well-placed base hits his last time up, a swinging bunt single. Throw over to first. And Schreffler with good speed dives back. And we mentioned earlier, Brooklyn has struggled controlling the running game so far this year. Coming into play tonight, Brooklyn had retired just 14% of base stealers this year. And Pregent's number under 10%. There goes the runner. First pitch inside. Throw down a second by Pregent late. Sixth stolen base tonight for Jersey Shore. And now the tying runs in scoring position with one out.
Yeah, unfortunately for Prigent, that's been an issue this year. He's only caught seven runners on now 83 total attempts, well under 10%.
And that is why Jersey Shore has run wild in this series. The 1-0 off the hands in the air, shallow center, second baseman Smith. A step or two onto the outfield turf, makes the catch. And a big pitch there by Herrera. Able to jam the batter. And now an out away from escaping further trouble. So second and third and two out for Jordan Viers. 0 for 2 tonight. Fly out to the left and a strikeout. So here is Viers. Where the runner at third. Schreffler the man at second. Herrera's first pitch. Fouled behind the plate. And the count 0-1. Left to right in the outfield for Brooklyn, Suero, Morabito, Jeffrey De Los Santos. Third to first around the infield, Tillian, Lugo, Smith, and Clark. Prigent behind the dish. The 0-1. Way outside, and what a snag there by Prigent. Almost like a pitch out. A fastball up and away at 94. Christian had to come out of his crouch and find a way to reel in that ball with a forehand, and he did. The righty is 1-1. And a curveball from Herrera just missed the outside black. Good pitch, but doesn't get the call. 2-1. Jordan Thomas, the nine batter, waiting on deck. 2-0 Brooklyn, top six. Second and third, two out, the 2-1. Oh, filthy slider. Down and in on Viers. Chase that one towards his back ankle, 2-2. Looking ahead to the bottom of this sixth inning. Brooklyn will have 5, 6, and 7 due up. Presumably against King, who got the final out of the fourth. Rather the fifth. 2-2 pitch. Outside, a full count. Myers checking his batting gloves before digging back into the box. Ware at third, Schreffler at second, the tying runs. Herrera's payoff pitch, breaking ball fouled back towards us and onto the roof. Slowly barreling towards the top of the 9 o'clock hour here in the East. Jonah Tong went 5 scoreless. Eduardo Herrera trying to keep it that way. His 18th pitch of the inning. Swing and a miss. Blew him away with a fastball. 95 away. And Herrera, a big strikeout. Strands the tying runs in scoring position. For Jersey Shore in the sixth. No runs, 2 hits. 2 men left at the end of 5.5. 2-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on 5 special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field, starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Brooklyn. Cyclones holding on to a 2-0 lead, trying to snap a three-game slide here against Jersey Shore. 5-6-7-2 up for the Cyclones. Lugo Tilley and Jeffrey De Los Santos against Charles King out for his first full inning of relief, and his first pitch fastball over for a strike. And the count 0-1. Lugo has flied out to center and struck out. The 0-1 pitch outside, the count even 1-1. Final line for the Blue Claw starter, Luke Russo, goes 4 2/3 innings. 2 runs on 5 hits, 2 walks, struck out 8. 90 pitches, 58 strikes, the 1-1. And Lugo late, swing and a miss, 1-2. Coney Combo's trivia question of the night. We'll give you the answer right here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Our question today was, this date in 2005, Cyclones hosted the inaugural New York Penn League All-Star Game. The 1-2 pitch, high 2-2. Our question was, which future New York Met started the New York Penn League All-Star Game through the first pitch in its history? 2-2. Down and away, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shout out, as always, to Mary DiBernardo, who astutely snagged the correct answer here tonight. Also, shout out to Robert Anderson, who had chimed in the last couple of days, but we failed to shout him out. 3-2 up and in, and it hit him. It was a fastball at 92 in on the hands of Lugo by the chest of his jersey. I think the Jersey Shore dugout trying to argue, saying that ball might have grazed Lugo's bat. That's why Greg Brodzinski out of the third base dugout. And he clearly thinks that should have been ruled a foul ball. Lugo awarded first base, though. And Brooklyn will have the leadoff man on to start the bottom of the sixth. Conversation right now with Connor McKenna, who will get together with the base umpire, Tatum Littleton, and discuss whether or not Lugo was hit with that pitch. One of those things, I don't know how the umpire further away would be able to see something that the umpire right there would not. And as a result of that, call on the field going to stand. Lugo will stay at first base on the hit by pitch. So one on, nobody out for Junior Tillian. Single to right in his last at bat. He's 1-for-2. Righty King at the letters. The pitch. And Tillian drives this one down the left field line. Will it stay fair? One hop off the wall. It is a fair ball. Lugo on his way to third. He's going to be waved around. Here comes the relay throw to the plate. The tag, it's dropped. It's an RBI double for Junior Tillian. And Brooklyn extends the lead. It's 3-0 in the sixth. That double from Junior Tillian calls for a Barrel Smith barrel age cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. Second hit tonight for Junior. And for Tillian, his 34th RBI. So the Cyclones have added to their lead. A great base running from Lugo to score all the way from first. Might have been a close play. And Disson hung on to the throw home. Jeffrey De Los Santos 0-for-2 tonight. Takes inside. And the count 1-0. Jeffrey lined out to right, struck out tonight, trying to snap an 0-for-15 slide at the plate. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss, pulled his head out on the off speed. The count even 1-1. It has been an extended slump for Jeffrey. Last 48 games entering play tonight, hitting just 139. Trying to turn that around here in the final 2.5 weeks of the regular season. The 1-1 low. And it's 2 balls and a strike. First two have reached for Brooklyn here in the sixth. They hit batter. And then a double. The 2-1 from King. And a fastball low at 93. Three balls and a strike. You know the answer to our Coney Combo's trivia question in just a moment. Who was the inaugural starter, future New York Met? The New York Penn League All-Star Game right here at this very ballpark. Here's the 3-1. And De Los Santos hopping out of the way. A fastball, though. Hits the bottom of the zone, a full count. Miller holds on the runner at second. Now the payoff pitch. Low ball four. He walked him. So the first three have reached against King here in the sixth inning. And Brooklyn now with two on and nobody out for a Starling Mercado who has struck out and walked tonight.
Yeah, well, King looked outstanding when he came on to conclude that bottom of the fifth, but hasn't been the same story since. Remember, he got Kellum Clark on three pitches to conclude the fifth and has yet to retire anybody here in the sixth. A hit by pitch, a double, and a walk. Not the way you want to start your first full inning of relief work.
Reminder, fans, tonight's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours for safety and quality like the Cyclones receive on the road all year long. Visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com or call 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. So here is a Starling Mercado who put on quite the offensive display during batting practice earlier today. Hit several balls in excess of 111 miles an hour. Putting on a show with the head honcho in town, David Stearns. Former Cyclones intern, I might add, now. Ahead of the front office for the Mets. Coming back to his old internship digs here today. As the pitch to Mercado, up and away, ball one. Tillian at second, Jeffrey at first. One run already in. Kings 1-0, and Mercado a foul tip off the glove of Disson. It's a ball and a strike. We'll get you the answer to our Coney Combo's trivia question. Our question today was, as you mentioned, this day 2005, 19 years ago, what future New York Met was the inaugural starter in the New York Penn League All-Star Game right here at this very ballpark. Mentioned Mary DiBernardo. Came away with the correct answer. The 1-1. Upstairs, two balls and a strike. None other than Bobby Parnell was the starting pitcher that day for the National League squad. Former Marlin Gabby Sanchez would go on to win All-Star Game MVP honors. The 2-1. Bottom of the zone, a strike, 2-2. So shout out to Mary for correctly nabbing that right answer of Bobby Parnell, former Mets starter and closer. Starting the inaugural New York Penn League All-Star Game, this date 2005. 2-2. Mercado swings and misses strike three. Chase the off-speed down. Second strikeout tonight for King. And there's two on one out in the sixth for Christian Pregent. Pregent 0 for 2 tonight. Ground out to first and a strikeout. A lot of interesting things happening on this date in Cyclones history. You go back to 2002, the first complete game shutout in franchise history. As that one outside, 1-0 was almost the first no-hitter in franchise history. Miguel Penango had a no-hitter through 8 2/3 innings against Lowell before giving it up on a bloop single. He got the game's final out on the next pitch. The 1-0 off the hands of ball and a strike. It's ironic because 4 years, or rather 7 years after that, Brandon Moore, the right-hander, did throw the first no-hitter in Brooklyn Cyclones history. A seven-inning no-no in game one of a doubleheader against Aberdeen. And then, not to be outdone, Mark Cahoon, the left-hander, threw a complete game in game two of that doubleheader. He was charged with one unearned run. Don't see that too often in doubleheaders. Both guys throwing complete games. 1-1. Fastball strike. It's 1-2.
Yeah, you feel terrible for Penango. Could you imagine the very next pitch in the ball game? Oh, so close.
But alongside Brandon Moore, still in the Cyclones media guide as the first complete game shutout. You had Miller Diaz strikeout 11 over 7 innings. And a 10-2 win in Vermont back in 2013. 1-2 pitch. Fastball in there, strike three called. All three outs for King tonight, strikeouts. A 2-on-2 out in the sixth inning. Back to the top of the lineup in Nick Morabito. The 2016 Anthony Domino walk-off RBI single in the bottom of the 11th to beat Mahoning Valley 2-1. Go back 2 years ago, Keyshawn Askew and Jeffrey Colon combined on a three-hit shutout, a 7-0 win for this Cyclone squad in Lakewood against Jersey Shore. Roddy fires. Morabito takes outside, ball one. Nick 3-for-3 tonight. A double and a pair of singles. But then on this date last year down in Asheville, North Carolina, Stanley Consuegra breaking a tie with Francisco Alvarez. A single season home run record. Morabito takes low 2-0. His 23rd home run of the year. Two-run shot off Tourists pitcher Max Roberts. The first of two home run records Consuegra would break over the final 3 weeks of the season last year. 2-0 to Morabito. This hit on the ground is short. Fielded by Miller to his right. Throw to first in time. Inning over. But Brooklyn does add to the lead on the RBI double by Junior Tilley. And we are through six here in Brooklyn. 3-0 Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
On Saturday, August 24th, come to Maimonides Park when the Cyclones host the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, where the Force will be strong for Star Wars Night. As part of a celebration of all things spanning from the Outer Rim to Tatooine, the first 1,500 fans will receive a Jet Williams Star Wars bobblehead. Plus, take advantage of our special ticket offer, you will, of a Star Wars Cyclones bucket hat. Plus, we'll have special guest appearances from some of your favorite Star Wars characters. For tickets and more info, be sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Eduardo Herrera able to strand the tying runs in scoring position in the sixth. Back to work here on the top of the seventh. We'll face 9-1 and 2 in the Jersey Shore lineup. Top of the 9 o'clock hour here in the east. 3-0 Brooklyn our score with Jordan Thomas digging in. Digging into the play-by-play microphone. Here's Jonica Damowitz.
Jersey Shore has had a hit in every inning, but they haven't scored yet tonight. Brooklyn leads it 3-0 as we go to the top of the seventh. Blue Claws had their first multi-hit inning in the top half of the sixth, but like you say, Justin, Herrera was able to dance his way out of a jam and keep that donut up on the scoreboard in the runs column. Now he gets 9-1-2. First, Jared Thomas, lefty DH. First pitch, hard hit grounder to second. Smith off two hops, up with it, over to first. One away.
And that throw nearly got away from him. Good job by Clark to reach out and keep his back foot on the bag.
So one pitch, one out for Eduardo Herrera here in what will now be his second full inning of relief work, assuming he can make it through the entirety of the top of the seventh. There is a right-hander starting to get loose for Brooklyn. First pitch to Trent Farquhar. He's downstairs. It is 1-0. know if there's any actual throwing going on yet, but that right-hander certainly appears to be getting the muscles loose, and now that first toss comes as Herrera deals a 1-0 strike. It's 1-1.
Jake Stevenson, the right-hander, getting ready.
Haven't seen Jake in quite a while, it feels like.
Hasn't pitched in over a week.
1-1 to Farquhar on the inner half. A called strike. It is 1-2. Well, Eduardo's certainly a strike thrower. And that has been the case so far tonight yet again. In the driver's seat, 1-2 to Farquhar. And it hits him. Or no, excuse me. It missed up and in. Looked like it was ticketed to hit him. But missed a little bit above the body of the leadoff man. So it's 2-2. Thought that ball might have hit something. Its path seemed to be altered, but all for naught. And my eyesight's just going a little bit. 2-2 on Farquhar, and that one well upstairs. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Farquhar working on another multi-hit day. He's 2-for-3, couple of singles, also swiped a base with a strikeout as well. Speedy lefty leadoff bat awaiting a 3-2 delivery from Herrera. Pitch downstairs, ball 4. So Farquhar, a patient eye, is now on first base for the third time tonight in 4 plate appearances. That's not too shabby. He'll book his way down to first rather quickly, not quite a la Brandon Nimmo, but he was certainly hustling. Now Aiden Miller, 1 on and 1 away. Tying run in the on-deck circle for Jersey Shore. It is 3-0 Cyclones here, top 7. Herrera, the righty, out of the stretch, deals. Miller takes inside for ball 1. Aiden had to raise his arms all the way up to make sure that pitch didn't clip his elbows. 1 ball, no strikes. And the number 1 prospect in the Philly organization per MLB.com. 1-0 to Miller, righty-righty matchup pitch. And this time Miller has to duck. That allows the runner Farquhar to advance to second with no play. That is 2 straight times Eduardo Herrera has missed rather badly inside to Aiden Miller. And any time you get a highly touted prospect who gets peppered with pitches inside, that's going to cause everybody to hold their breath a little bit. And now Miller wants time. Well, we are a little bit past the top of the 9 o'clock hour, and that music still blaring in on this Friday night on the boardwalk. 2-0 to Miller. Catches the outside corner for a strike. It's 2-1. Yeah, busy Friday night on Coney Island. Not that you'd expect anything less. Everybody trying to soak up the last couple bits of the summer. 2-1. Miller takes a little bit outside. That was a similar spot, but a different call. And it's 3-1 now to Miller. Hasn't quite had the same success tonight that he's grown accustomed to this week. Has been to the bases twice, fielder's choice and a walk, but still in search of his first hit on this Friday evening. Here's a 3-1, and Miller swings and cranks one. Pretty well struck to left field. Suero moving back on it. He won't get there. It one hops off the wall. Farquhar's in to score easily as Miller is standing with a 1-out double. Well, there's Aiden Miller's first hit of the night. It was a matter of when, not if, with the way he's been swinging it as of recently. And Jersey Shore is on the board. It is 3-1.
Now, after Herrera was struggling to find the zone, challenged him with a center cut fastball at 94, and Miller did not miss it, sent it out 10 miles an hour harder than it came in, and that will do it for Herrera on this Friday night.
Jake Stevenson on, Coney Island Sandbar caught in the bullpen. Jersey Shore brings the tying run to the plate with 1 out in the 7th. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Coney Island Sandbar, call to the bullpen. Coney Island Sandbar open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. Jake Stevenson, second arm used out of Brooklyn's bullpen tonight. 6'4", 225 pounds, 27 years old from Waconia, Minnesota. Johnny comes on, runner at second, one out, trying to protect what is back to a two-run lead for Brooklyn. 3-1 Cyclones in the seventh.
Yeah, big spot here for Stevenson. First action in over a week. Mets signed him back in May. South Atlantic League experience with Greensboro last year. On in a big spot here. One on, one away, 3-1 ball game. Runner on second. First pitch to Keaton Anthony. Tails down and outside. 1-0. Anthony, much like Miller before him, has been awesome this week. Just not as much tonight. Anthony 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. It was a similar case for Miller, and he came through one at-bat ago. Can Anthony follow suit here? 1-0 pitch, and Keaton takes a strike on the outer black. It's 1-1. If you're just joining us, Eduardo Herrera, who began this inning, got Jared Thomas to ground out on one pitch. But after that, a walk, a wild pitch, an RBI double, and Gilbert Gomez had seen enough from the righty Herrera. Here's a 1-1 from Stevenson. First a glance at second. Long hold. Now the righty fires. And Anthony takes a strike at the letters. It's 1-2. So this is a big spot for Stevenson. You combine the fact that he hasn't pitched in quite a while with the narrative of this ball game right now, tying a run at the plate. Sure, those juices flowing. And a potent righty bat in Anthony up to bat. 1-2. Anthony swings and skies it to left field. Suero in, into the alleyway, now moving back, makes the catch. Miller's going to test him. He tries for third and slides in safely feet first. Well, that was an interesting path for Chris Suero to take to that ball. Realized he had ran more than he needed to, then at the last second backed up a couple of steps. Miller recognized that and said, all right, I might have tested you anyway. Now I'm definitely going to test you, and it paid off.
And I think Brooklyn arguing that Miller left second base early. Gilbert Gomez just came sprinting out of the first base dugout and immediately struck up a conversation with a base umpire, Tatum Littleton. I think Brooklyn tried to appeal to say Miller left early. They say he did not.
Well, you'd figure Gomez coming out with that much conviction certainly saw something. And now this conversation becoming a bit extended as Gilbert still just trying to get on the same page with the base umpire, Littleton, who remains stout in his defense that Miller did not leave early. And Gomi appears to be a little ticked off as he makes his way back to the dugout on the first base side.
Close game, divisional opponent. Every game right now mattering so much in the postseason picture. Gomez doing everything he can to fight for his players.
Good news is that there's two outs, and Bryson Ware cuts and misses it, a first pitch breaking ball from Stevenson for strike one. So Jake trying to do his job and strand that inherited runner in Miller, who now occupies third. Oh, one from the righty, and Ware takes a strike, and Stevenson in the driver's seat. 0-2. Boy, what a job this would be by Stevenson here should he slam the door shut top seven before we stretch. Infield around to the left. Nothing at two. Miller dancing off third. Stevenson deals. And Ware checks his swing. Did not go on appeal. And Stevenson can't believe it. He just found out. Jake was so sure he was halfway to the dugout. Was about to cross over the foul line on the first base side. And Christian Preachin said, hey, Jake, wait a sec, bud. They said he didn't go. So now Jake back onto the mound, and he has to deal a 1-2 pitch.
Yeah, Brooklyn dugout irate.
So here we go, a 1-2 delivery. And this swung on and hit in the air to left. Suero sizes it up, moving to his left, makes the two-handed catch. Inning over. So Stevenson garners a couple of flyouts to left to retire the side. Jersey Shore does get one, though, on the Miller RBI double. They strand one at third. Stretch time in Brooklyn, 3-1 Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. There's no beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Coney Island Sandbar called to the bullpen as he moved to the bottom of the seventh inning. Here on Coney Island, beautiful rendition of God Bless America. In between innings, out is Charles King. On is the right-hander Brandon Beckel to make his second appearance of the series and his second appearance at the high level. Beckel, 6'4", 225 pounds, will turn 23 years old in October from San Antonio, Texas. Was the Phillies' 12th round pick last year out of Texas Tech. Final line for Charles King, Johnny, inning in a third. One run, one hit, a walk, three strikeouts. Did plunk a batter through 28 pitches, 15 strikes. But it'll be Beckel on here in the bottom of the seventh to face 2, 3, and 4 in the Cyclones lineup.
So King surrenders the one run over an inning in a third. And now Beckel's turn. His job is simple. Get these Blue Claws back in the dugout. As they try to come back down by two, it is 3-1. Boy, what a win this would be for Brooklyn. Packed home crowd on this Friday night trying to set the tone for the weekend and pretty much snap away all the woes and worries of the past couple of nights. Brooklyn blew an 8-2 lead on Tuesday. They were shut out 7-0, had only two hits on Wednesday. And not much better in a 10-1 loss last night. Lazy Mary, blaring through the loudspeaker here as we go bottom seven. Once again, appreciate you joining us. Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Second to last homestand of the regular season for Brooklyn. Appreciate you joining not only tonight, but all summer long. Hope you'll stay with us for the home stretch. DeAndre Smith to get it started here, bottom seven. 2-3-4. That's what Beckel has to deal with. Starts DeAndre out with a curveball for a strike, 0-1. Maybe it is just me, but the right fielder Jordan Byers is playing extremely shallow.
No, it is not just you.
0-1 is in the dirt. It is 1-1. I mean, my goodness. He is significantly closer to the brown-shaded turf on the right side of the infield than he is the warning track. Here comes a 1-1. Swinging a pop-up, right-hand side. And this one ticketed for the seats. He's almost playing near where back before the shift was done away with. When infield, the infield would shift right and swing that third baseman around onto the right side of the infield. He is not too far away from where that guy would go.
You know, Jordan Vyer is playing extremely shallow, and sure, a large part of that is the wind blowing in off the ocean here tonight. Haven't been a lot of fly balls in the air to right.
1-2 to Smith, serves it on the ground towards short. Miller in, scoops, and a quick dart over to first. Route number one. Tell you what, not only has Aiden Miller really looked the part with the bat, but he is silky smooth at short as well. Even plays where he's had a couple of seconds to spare. He's just quick to the ball, quick to transfer, and he's got a cannon of an arm. Byers was shaded towards center. Kellum tries for two, and he slides in safely. Well, that was not a very loud double off the bat for Kellum Clark, but he took what the defense was giving him and gets two bags out of it all the same.
And good hustle by Clark. As soon as he saw that ball get down, he was thinking too the whole way. Byers, a great arm out there in right field, but had to run a long way towards the line. It looks like Brooklyn going to pull Clark from this ball game and bring in Kevin Villavicencio as a pinch runner.
So Villavicencio to take his spot. As always, Clark's double calls for a Barrel Smith Barrel Age cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. So Villavicencio on as a pinch runner. That is far from uncharted territory for Villa, who has occupied that role quite a bit here as of late. Cyclones up 3-1, two away, runner in scoring position. That brings William Lugo to the plate. Was hit by a pitch and later scored his last time up. Brooklyn trying to make this a three-run game. First toss in the lefty batter's box to Lugo, 1-0. And this is a big insurance run here. Cyclones love to make it a three-run game and give themselves that much more breathing room as opposed to the two-run lead they hold right now. Righty-righty, 1-0. Lugo takes a little bit low. Two balls, no strikes. There's a lefty throwing for Brooklyn down the right field line.
But imagine that's Ryan Ammons.
Two and zero to Lugo. Pitch. William takes inside. Ball three. Lugo has always had a great sense of the zone. That's why he's top 10 in the circuit in free passes. Hasn't quite been drawing the walks at as consistent of a rate as of recently. But ahead 3-0 here. Pitch. Lugo takes downstairs. Ball four. So Becco, who looked great through the first two batters, got Smith and Suero to ground out for two outs on six pitches. Allows Clark to reach with a double. And then walks Lugo on four pitches. And that is going to prompt a chat from Jersey Shore's pitching coach.
And Brad Bergeson out of the third base dugout here. Brooklyn threatening. And Junior Tillian, who's had himself a nice night, had an RBI double in his last at-bat back in the sixth. Another opportunity for him with a couple of ducks on the pond.
Villavicencio on second, Lugo on first. 3-1 here, bottom seven. And Junior Tillian working on a multi-hit night already, one of which an RBI double. All sorts of sounds still blaring in from out on the boardwalk. Bottom seven, two out, two on, 3-1 Brooklyn pitch. Tillian swings, line drive left center field, base hit. Villavicencio gets the wave around. He's in to score. Throw comes in and is cut off. Lugo parks in at third. It's an RBI single for Junior Tillian. And Brooklyn extends the lead. It is 4-1 here, bottom seven.
What a big night from Junior Tillian, Johnny. Three-hit performance for Tillian tonight that ties his season high. Sixth multi-RBI game of the year for him and his second for Tillian in this series.
Junior Tillian comes through in the clutch, and it gives Brooklyn a three-run lead. It's 4-1. Not done yet, perhaps. Men on the corner is two away, and now Jeffrey De Los Santos. First pitch from Beckel, hit foul to the screen, 0-1. Well, this inning has really gotten out from underneath Brandon Beckel, who again got two groundouts and has since gone double, walk, RBI single. Cyclones now four runs on eight hits tonight. 0-1 on Jeffrey. Pitch outside, 1-1. And what a spot this would be for Jeffrey De Los Santos to snap out of his skid. Working on an 0-2 night. Did draw a walk in his last plate appearance. Lefty batter, open stance. Shakes that bat off his left shoulder. 1-1. De Los Santos taps it foul. It's 1-2. It is Lugo on third. And Tillian opposite him on first after the big RBI base knock a moment ago. Should Jeffrey reach, as Starling Mercado would try to keep the line moving. Big hole on the left side. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball two. So two balls and two strikes. Doesn't appear to be any throwing going on right now in the Jersey Shore bullpen, but some mulling about, certainly.
Especially with his pitch count up over 20 for the inning.
2-2 on De Los Santos. Beckel comes set at the belt. Here's his 2-2, and De Los Santos foul tip, drop third strike, and the tag applied. So the inning over, but not before. Junior Tillian's RBI single makes this a 4-1 game in favor of Brooklyn. Let's move to the eighth. Cyclone bullpen, six outs left to get to snap this three-game skid. We'll be right back.
We got breaking news.
Wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Your teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh my!
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We go to the eighth. Jake Stephenson, the first man to kickstart Brooklyn trying to get these final six outs. Stephenson, of course, who came on in the seventh and got a couple of big flyouts to left to leave a runner on third base. Brooklyn then got that run that Jersey Shore had previously scored in the inning, right back in the bottom half of the seventh. So you add it all up, you get a 4-1 game right now in favor of the Cyclones. Stephenson back to work, and he'll deal with 5-6-7. Bennett, Schreffler, and Disson to get the eighth inning started, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Stephenson did a good job to get out of trouble in the seventh inning. A couple of fly balls to left ended the inning. Bennett, Schreffler, Disson, the 3-2 up. Bennett 0-3 tonight. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch from Stephenson. Line drive and pass the diving glove of Lugo. In a left center field, a base hit. Suero fields and fires in. Bennett thought about two, but holds on at first. So first pitch swinging, Pierce Bennett ropes a single to left center field. And the Blue Claws have the leadoff man on to start the eighth inning. Well, we mentioned before, Kellum Clark was pinch ran for by Kevin Villavicencio. Well, Junior Tillian has moved over from third base to first base. And Villavicencio stays in the game at third. First pitch to Troy Schreffler taken high. And the count 1-0. So third to first around the infield now for Brooklyn. Villavicencio, Lugo, Smith, and Tillian. A 1-0 pitch. There's a strike down and in. And the count 1-1. Schreffler, 2-for-3 tonight, a couple of singles in this ballgame. Back-to-back multi-hit games for him. The 1-1. This off the end of the bat. Foul ground, first base side. Tillian on the warning track in front of the Brooklyn dugout. With two hands, makes the catch. And there's one away in the eighth. Nicely done by Tillian, his first opportunity on the opposite end of the diamond. Tillian, a guy that really had not played first base at all in his career. I shouldn't really include that modifier, really. It was the first time for him playing first base in his pro career back in game one of the doubleheader. I believe against Hudson Valley, the last homestand. One on, one out. And the first pitch to Jordan Disson fouled off the screws, 0-1. Disson 1-for-3 tonight with a single. Stranded at second base in the fourth, popped up to second his last at bat. Brooklyn in the royal blue alternates tonight, Jersey Shore in the road grays. Stevenson's 0-1, this fouled off. And Disson behind, no balls and two strikes. Series continues tomorrow, Star Wars night here on Coney Island. First 1,500 fans getting a Jet Williams Star Wars bobblehead special. Ticket package as well for an out-of-this-world reversible bucket cap. And post-game fireworks again tomorrow. Throw over to first. And diving back is Bennett. Austin Trusser will make his Maimonides Park debut for Brooklyn. Pitched well in his debut last Sunday in Wilmington. Braden Tucker will get the ball for Jersey Shore. The 0-2 from Jake. This hit in the air right field, sending De Los Santos back into his right. He'll get underneath to make the catch as Bennett saunters back to first, two out. So after the leadoff single, back-to-back hitters retired by Stevenson. And that'll bring up Jordan Viers, 0-for-3. A fly out to left and a couple of strikeouts. Third baseman Villavicencio playing well off the line and back with the lefty at the plate. First pitch from Stevenson. Just a bit inside and the count 1-0. Looking ahead to the bottom of the eighth. Brooklyn with 8-9-1 due up. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour here on Coney Island. Cyclones 4, Blue Claws 1. It's time called as the home plate umpire resets the pitch clock just to the right of dead center. 1-0 to Viers. This one a number up to first baseline, but off his foot a foul ball. And the count even 1-1. Viers, former third round pick of the Phillies out of Rick Reedy High School in Frisco, Texas. Tillian holds on, Bennett over at first, although he isn't directly on the bag. Stevenson's 1-1, off the wrists and to the mesh netting. A ball and two strikes. Jersey Shore a run on 9 hits, no errors. They have left 9. Brooklyn 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They have left 9 as well. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball outside. Nice job by Bridget to reel it in. All the way into the righty box. It's 2-2. Myers wags that bat behind that glossy red helmet. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball high, a full count. Jordan Thomas represents the game's tying run. He is on deck. Ammons back up and throwing in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. The payoff pitch, runner goes. Swing and a miss. Got him. Up the ladder with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. First strikeout tonight for Stevenson. And he strands a runner in the eighth. No runs, one hit, one man left. Another Coney Island sandbar. Call to the bullpen upcoming for Jersey Shore. Brooklyn looking to add to a 4-1 lead on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Jack Dallas back for Jersey Shore, just reinstated off the IL, and he comes on in a 3-run deficit now. It is 4-1, bottom eight. Brooklyn looking for a little more insurance, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. A lot of interesting jerseys in the ballpark tonight. A lot of David Wrights. Even a Justin Verlander Mets t-shirt jersey
that,
tonight.
Yes.
As that pitch low to his starling Mercado, 1-0. Mercado walked. Couple of strikeouts in that ball game. That's one of my favorite things to do. Anytime we're calling a game, home or on the road, just sort of peer out, see what folks are wearing. And time called. Right now, the home plate umpire looking back at Gilbert Gomez, the third base coach and manager. I think Gomez wanted a pitch clock violation on Dallas, but didn't come. The 1-0 and Mercado a line drive to left. Backing up a few steps is Bennett. And he'll catch the liner for the first out of the eighth inning. Saw someone last night, I think it was, wearing a Jamie Moyer Phillies t-shirt jersey. And you knew that jersey was worn because, well, Jamie Moyer hasn't pitched in about a decade. Those aren't really in circulation anymore unless you find it at a thrift shop. It's Pregent a foul tip. 0-1 the count. Pregent 0-3 tonight. Brooklyn a 4-1 lead, bottom of the eighth inning alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. The 0-1. Dallas fires a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-2. Dallas reinstated off the IL yesterday when Danny Wilkinson was placed on the development list. 5'9", 213 pounds as Pregent swings and misses. Strike three. First strikeout back for Dallas. Two out in the eighth. Nick Morabito's had himself an outstanding game. 3-for-4 tonight. One of 2 3-hit nights for Brooklyn offensively. Dallas, though, will turn 26 in December. Unfortunately, he is from Orange, Texas, and not Dallas, Texas. As the count 1-0 on Morabito. Just put that down as his hometown anyway. Just for recognition's sake, as Morabito swings and misses 1-1.
I'm not up to speed on my Texas geography, but is Orange a maybe Dallas suburb outskirts area? I'm not too sure.
This foul back is 1-2. Have to look that up, but Dallas a 3.8 ERA in 34 appearances this year. Literally spend an exact week on the IL, placed on it August 15th, reinstated on August the 22nd. The 1-2 pitch, Morabito in the air right side, out of play.
Orange, Texas is nowhere near Dallas, Texas. It's actually right on the border of Texas and Louisiana. About as East Texas as you could possibly be.
Closer to Beaumont, Texas. Time called as the catcher dissing out to talk with Jack Dallas. Not far from Lake Charles, Louisiana, right by the Gulf of Mexico. But Dallas on here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Brooklyn with a right-hander up in their right field bullpen. I believe that is Justin Lawson getting ready for the ninth. Has not appeared yet in this series. Has not pitched since he made his first career start last Thursday. As Morabito rolls over on one to short. Fielded by Miller. Low throw. Dug out by Anthony on a backhand. Inning over. So a nice return back to the active roster for Jack Dallas. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn on 10 pitches. To the ninth we go. Brooklyn trying to close out their first win of the week. They lead it 4-1. Justin Lawson coming on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. For First Something Different, your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
To the ninth we go. New arm in the game. Another Coney Island call to the bullpen for the Cyclones. It is indeed Justin Lawson. Like Justin said moments ago, Justin Rock, that is, not Justin Lawson. First appearance for Lawson since he made a start last week on the road in Wilmington, back to his usual relief duties, and now he is tasked with the final three outs of this ball game.
Thank you, Johnny. Yeah, it's become a running joke between Lawson and I that we always say, hi, Justin, every time we see each other. Lawson on here to start the bottom of the ninth inning, or rather top of the ninth inning, as Jordan Thomas takes down and away. And the count 1-0. Lawson, 6'3", 205 pounds, 23 years old, from Winfield, Louisiana. Thomas 1-for-3 tonight. The righty's 1-0, and this pulled on the ground wide of the first base bag of foul ball. And the count even, 1-1. Numbers for Lawson so far this season. Making his 29th appearance, 28th out of the bullpen. 2-4, a 2.75 ERA, 6-for-6 in save opportunities. The 1-1 on the outside corner, a changeup, 1-2. Lawson, 38 hits, 55 and two-thirds innings, 26 walks, 46 strikeouts. That start last Thursday was his first since May of 2022. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball outside. Two balls and two strikes. Lawson last 13 appearances since June the 15th. An ERA under 1 at .98. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Chased it in the dirt. Tag applied by Pregent. Lawson starts the ninth with a strikeout, one away. That K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. Brings up Trent Farquhar, been on base three times tonight, a couple of singles and a walk. Scored Jersey Shore's only run back in the seventh. Third baseman Villavicencio off the line and even with the bag, and Farquhar gets hit in the foot. Lawson tried to throw a back foot slider, and it drilled Farquhar right on that back cleat. And so he is aboard with one out in the ninth inning. Fourth time Farquhar has been on base tonight. He's been hit a lot since joining the league. Coming into play today since making his high A debut. Was second in the circuit and hit by pitches. Saw Gavin Dugas last week with Wilmington. Had a stretch of, what was it, seven straight games being hit by a pitch. Now Aiden Miller brought in the only run with an RBI double. Takes a called strike in the count 0-1. So good sign for Brooklyn that Miller does not represent the tying run. That is on deck in Keaton Anthony. 4-1 Cyclones in the ninth. Justin's 0-1. And a slider on the inside corner under the arms. It's 0-2. Lawson pitching in relief for the first time since August the 8th against Hudson Valley. Because of that start last week, given some extra time to recover. Justin's 0-2. Slider down and away. Miller stays off. And the count of ball and two strikes. Party still bringing in noise in from beyond the left field wall. 1-2 pitch. Just a bit low. Good breaking ball there from Lawson. Doesn't get the call there from Connor McKenna. And it's even 2-2. Been an inconsistent zone so far tonight behind the plate. The 2-2 pitch. Down and away, a full count. Anthony on deck. Bryson Ware would follow him. About 10 minutes shy of the 10 o'clock hour here in the East. The payoff pitch. Fouled back. And Miller stays alive. Keaton Anthony representing the tying run on deck. Jersey Shore a run on 9 hits, no errors. They have left 10 tonight. Brooklyn 4 runs on 8 hits, no errors. They have stranded 9. Lawson fans that glove out on his front hip. Another 3-2. In the dirt, ball 4. And Jersey Shore will bring the tying run to the plate. So a hit batter and a walk after the leadoff man retired. And now Dan McKinney out of the first base dugout to talk with Lawson. As Jersey Shore will bring the tying run to the dish. And Anthony has had some ninth inning heroics in this ballpark this year. You think back to the last series Jersey Shore played here. The three games set out of the All-Star break. Brooklyn held a lead into the ninth inning against Jersey Shore at 2 outs. It was back-to-back doubles, the latter of which came off the bat of Anthony, tied the game before the Blue Claws would go on to win it in extra innings. Anthony been held in check so far tonight. He's 0-4. A fly out to left in his last at-bat. Pregent in front of the plate, relaying signs to the infield. Lawson can get a ground ball, has induced three double plays. First pitch to Anthony. And a slider down and away, 1-0. That's also something Anthony has done a bunch in the series and on the year. He's hit into two double plays this week and has tied for the most in the league since making his debut. 1-0. Outside and low. Two balls and no strikes. Lawson struggled to find the zone so far tonight. Just six of his 15 pitches in the zone. Farquhar at second. Miller at first with one out. Three-run game. The 2-0. Anthony swings and misses. Got the green light on 2-0 and out in front of an off-speed pitch. It's 2-1.
I was a little surprised to see him swing there.
Well, Anthony got the green light there. Now the 2-1. And another breaking ball down and away, 3-1.
Can't lose him here. I mean, I know obviously Anthony is swinging a hot bat, so there are worse things that could happen with a walk. But still, the way this inning has gone, you do not want to let another guy reach the bases without the benefit of a base hit.
Well, Lawson walked three in his start last Thursday. That tied a career high, the 3-1. And a check swing from Anthony might have bailed Lawson out on a potential ball four in the count full. Bryson Ware has had himself an outstanding series as well. Hoping for the opportunity on deck. He right now would represent the go-ahead run. The payoff pitch. Low ball, four, and the bases are loaded. Three straight free passes by Lawson, a hit batter, and back-to-back walks. And the tying runs are on with one out. And Bryson Ware, the go-ahead run, will come to the plate. Ryan Ammons trying to get ready in a hurry down the right field line. But after a strong start retiring the leadoff man, things have gone haywire here in the ninth. Ware's one for four, and he takes a strike on the inner half, 0-1. Ware, a bunt base hit in this ballgame. Flied out to left in his last trip. Farquhar at third, Miller at second, Anthony at first, the 0-1. And another slider cut on and missed. Good pitch to the outer half, 0-2. Pierce Bennett, who singled last inning, waiting on deck. Justin set the 0-2. Hit on the ground towards third. Fielded by Villavicencio. Steps off third. Throw to first. In time. Double play. And you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Jersey Shore's seven-game win streak is over. And Justin Lawson is now 7-for-7 on save tries. Your final score in nine tonight. The Brooklyn Cyclones 4. And the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 1. Justin Lawson bends, but does not break in the ninth inning as the Cyclones snap the three-game slide. They end Jersey Shore's seven-game winning streak, and Brooklyn still alive for a series split going into tomorrow's Star Wars Night Affair at 6 p.m. Eastern. We'll step aside for a moment. We come back, as the late, great Bob Murphy would say, the happy recap is next. 4-1, Brooklyn, your final on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hey!
Happy recap time here on Coney Island. The Cyclones hold off a furious comeback attempt from Jersey Shore. They load the bases with one out in the ninth inning, but Justin Lawson, we had mentioned, is the guy that can get a ground ball for a potential double play. He induces his fourth of the year to clinch a 4-1 victory for Brooklyn tonight. The three-game losing streak is over. Jersey Shore's seven-game win streak is now a thing of the past as well. With the win tonight, Brooklyn improving to 24-28 in the second half, 57-61 overall. Jersey Shore with their loss dropping to 27-25 in the half, 65-53 overall on the season. Take you through the game that was here tonight. Jonah Tong making the start against Luke Russo. Tong trying to bounce back after some bumpy multi-run outings over the last couple of weeks. Luke Russo trying to continue his strong play at the high A level. Tong starting the night beautifully. A couple of strikeouts in the first, become the second Cyclone this week and the sixth in franchise history to strike out 100 batters or more in a single season. He would go on and throw five shutout innings tonight and strike out eight. And Brooklyn finally able to get on the scoreboard first in this series in the bottom of the third inning as Starling Mercado led off with a walk. And after taking second on a ground out, took third on a single to right by Nick Morabito. Morabito would steal second. A sack fly from DeAndre Smith gave the Cyclones a 1-0 lead. And then Chris Suero legged out an infield single to third to give Brooklyn a 2-0 advantage. Stayed that way all the way until the bottom of the sixth inning. William Lugo, after a lengthy at-bat against Charles King, was hit by a pitch. And that brought up Junior Tillian, who continued what has been a strong week against the Blue Claws. Righty King at the letters. The pitch. And Tillian drives this one down the left field line. Will it stay fair? One hop off the wall. It is a fair ball. Lugo on his way to third. He's going to be waved around. Here comes the relay throw to the plate. The tag, it's dropped. It's an RBI double for Junior Tillian. And Brooklyn extends the lead. It's 3-0 in the sixth. Junior Tillian with a big RBI double that gave Brooklyn a 3-0 lead. But Jersey Shore would start chipping away in the top of the seventh inning with one out. Trent Farquhar walked, advanced to second on a wild pitch. And that brought up Aiden Miller, who had been held in check to that point of the night. But like all good hitters, you can only hold them down for so long.
But still in search of his first hit on this Friday evening. Here's a 3-1, and Miller swings and cranks one. Pretty well struck to left field. Suero moving back on it. He won't get there. It one hops off the wall. Farquhar's in to score easily as Miller is standing with a one-out double. Well, there's Aiden Miller's first hit of the night. It was a matter of when, not if.
And yes, indeed it was, as Aiden Miller put Jersey Shore on the board, made it a 3-1 ball game. But that would be all for Eduardo Herrera, the reliever. Jake Stevenson came on, got a couple of flyouts to left to end the inning. And then Brooklyn went back to work offensively in the bottom of the seventh. First two batters retired on groundouts to the left side, but then Kellum Clark doubled to right. Kevin DeVincenzo came on to run for him. After William Lugo walked, Junior Tillian came to the plate once again in search of his third hit of the night.
Flaring in from out on the boardwalk, bottom seven, two out, two on, 3-1 Brooklyn pitch. Tillian swings, line drive left center field, base hit. Villavicencio gets the wave around, he's in to score, throw comes in and is cut off. Lugo parks in at third, it's an RBI single for Junior Tillian. And Brooklyn extends the lead. It is 4-1 here, bottom seven.
So Junior Tillian delivering to make it a 4-1 ball game in the bottom of the seventh inning. And it would stay that way into the bottom of the ninth, or rather top of the ninth inning here tonight. Similar to what happened when Jersey Shore scored in the seventh. Leadoff man Jared Thomas retired, but then Trent Farquhar was hit by a pitch. And then Aiden Miller and Keaton Anthony each worked walks against Justin Lawson. So the Blue Claws had the tying runs on base, the go-ahead run at the plate, and it was Justin Lawson against the red-hot Bryson Ware, who was a home run shy of the Cyclone last night for our Coney Island Sandbar play of the game. Justin set the 0-2. Hit on the ground towards third, fielded by Villavicencio. Steps on third, throw to first, in time, double play, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Jersey Shore's seven-game win streak is over, and Justin Lawson is now 7-for-7 on save tries. Your final score in 9 tonight, the Brooklyn Cyclones 4, and the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 1. And that is indeed how it ended tonight as Brooklyn beats Jersey Shore by a final of 4-1. Winning pitcher tonight, Jonah Tung, he improves to 5-4. Five shutout innings, five hits, a walk, eight strikeouts. The loss to Luke Russo, he drops to 2-2. 4 2/3 innings, two runs, five hits, two walks. He struck out eight as well. Justin Lawson, his seventh save. One inning, no runs, no hits, two walks, and a strikeout. Final line score tonight, Jersey Shore, a run on nine hits, no errors. They left 12. Brooklyn, four runs, eight hits, no errors. They left 9. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 53 minutes in front of another great crowd here on Coney Island. 3,454 making their way out for a little bit of not quite Taylor Swift night here at the ballpark, but we were certainly in our Coney Island era this evening, Johnny, as we pass the baton over to you with a look at what happened around the league on this Friday night, as well as what happened along in the Mets organization.
Yeah, almost everything final across the circuit tonight. Thank you, Justin. We'll give you the games that are currently underway before we give you those finals. Right now, they're in the bottom of the 10th up in Wappingers Falls. Hudson Valley is the winning run on third base with only one out. They're in a 1-1 tie with Wilmington. Garrett Martin, who has been red hot recently for the Renegades, is at the plate. All they need is a sack fly to walk it off bottom at 10. Martin just walked, so now it's men on the corners with one away for the Renegades. Elsewhere, they're going to the bottom of the ninth in Aberdeen, but the Ironbirds have a lot of work to do because Winston-Salem is on top 8-0 as they go to the bottom of the ninth there. Of course, Cyclones will see the dash next week for their final road trip of the season. Everything else in the circuit final tonight as far as the in-division games. The only team in-division that is final tonight other than Jersey Shore and Brooklyn would be Greensboro. They shut out Asheville 6-0 and held the Tourists to only one hit as Grasshoppers pitching really dominated and kept Greensville in check, or rather, excuse me, Greensboro kept Asheville in check all night long. Outside of that, in the South, you had another shutout. Greenville 2-0 winners over Rome. Rome, very similar to Asheville, didn't have much offense tonight. They were shut out on only two hits. So a really good night for both Greensboro and Greenville pitching. And then the only other game in the circuit to tell you about, also in the South, Bowling Green, 4-3 winners over Hickory as Ryan Lobis is tagged with the loss for the Crawdads. He drops to 4-5 on the season. Mets affiliate scoreboard for you on this Friday night before we say so long. Mets trailing the Padres 1-0 right now. Luis Arraez, who seemingly doesn't really have much power, but I guess tonight he did because he hit a solo home run for a 1-0 San Diego lead. So that is the score at the big league level, at least last I checked. We'll give it one more peek before we get into the minor league side of things on this Friday, and it is 1-0, top two still in San Diego. Triple A Syracuse 9-6 winners. Mike Vassell improves to 7-8. They took down the Durham Bulls 9-6. Tough night for Double A Binghamton. They were shut out, or rather not final yet. They are down 7-0 bottom five at home against Reading. So Reading having their way right now. Gene Cabrera is working on 4 2/3 shutty as things stand right now. St. Lucie was shut out at the hands of Palm Beach Cardinals affiliate. They defeat the St. Lucie Mets 5-0. That does it for the check of the out-of-town scoreboard. Now to say so long, back to Justin.
Fireworks still going off at the ballpark. We'll have fireworks again here tomorrow if you missed them here tonight. Star Wars night at the ballpark tomorrow. First 1,500 fans. Jet Williams Star Wars bobblehead will also have a special ticket package for an out-of-this-world reversible bucket cap tomorrow as part of our Star Wars night festivities as well. Should be an incredible night on Coney Island. Austin Trusser will make his Coney Island and Maimonides Park debut. No record at 2.45 ERA. Went 3-plus innings in his debut last Sunday in Wilmington. Braden Tucker for the Blue Claws, 2-1 of 3.96 ERA. Gates open here at the ballpark, 5 o'clock tomorrow. Johnny and I will be on the air pregame 5:45, 6 o'clock. First pitch right here on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. That'll do it for us. On this Friday night, the Cyclones snap the three-game slide. They end Jersey Shore's seven-game winning streak, and they take it tonight by a final of 4-1. For everyone with our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, our entire crew behind the scenes on the TV side today, Jamal Clark, Chris Rogers, Ricky Viola, and the like. And as always, for my partner, Johnny Gademowitz, I'm Justin Rock, saying so long from Coney Island. Again, your final tally of 9, the Cyclones 4 and the Blue Claws 1. We hope to have you with us again for Game 5 of this homestand tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday evening, everybody. So long from Coney Island.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.